Absolutely. Lucy Babies, Head of Science and Conservation at Orca. That's a whale and dolphin monitoring charity based in Portsmouth. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, I'm done for another day. I'm going to go outside and face what looks like the end of days yet again. Oh, it's grey rather than orange skies this afternoon. John Holmes will be here in just a couple of minutes to take you through the afternoon from 1 till 4. Back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Left the list of tools you need somewhere on site? Don't worry, with the new Screwfix app, we've got you covered. Build and save shopping lists on your phone, check stock and order online, or even from your local store. Download the new Screwfix app now for Apple and Android. Screwfix, here when you need us.
I love iPhone. When I get a new one, I can't stop finding new amazing things it can do. But suddenly, bam, all my data's gone. And the rest of the month is, well, empty. Please, can you help?
Certainly. At Vodafone, the iPhone 8 comes with an extra 10 gig on us, so you can love it even more. It's available now in-store and online with a 24-month extended warranty at no extra cost. You won't find that on any other network.
The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
Credit check and minimum term agreement apply. Extra data on selected red plans only. Purchase by 31st of October. See vodafone.co.uk/terms.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
From office equipment to fuel. What if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants, or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards, or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio, sponsored by Time to Change. In your corner. Tonight from 10, join me, Ian Lee, for interesting conversations you don't usually hear on the radio. From haunted wardrobes to sexy robots, weather predicting horses to mental health problems. We should talk about it. One in four of us will fight a mental health problem this year. Having a mate in your corner can make all the difference. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Sponsored by Time to Change. Search Time to Change.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At exactly and precisely 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the cost of living's gone up, calls for more help for suicidal children, and more of us using Netflix.
Talk Radio.
Rising food prices have pushed inflation to a five-year high. The Consumer Prices Index measure rose from 2.9% in August to 3% last month. It signals there's further pressure on household budgets. Bank of England Governor Mark Carney says economists warned a vote to leave the EU would push up prices.
Inflation rising potentially above the 3% level in coming months is something that we have anticipated. We had signaled, in fact, prior to the referendum that we expected sterling to fall sharply. It did.
The number of recorded hate crimes has risen by almost a third since last year, the largest annual rise since records began. There were more than 80,000 registered in the year to April, but the number of cases going to court fell by 6% in 2016. Childline founder and president Esther Ranson has told Talk Radio parents have to learn the rules of the internet if it means the move could save a child's life. The charity is warning the number of children seeking its help due to suicidal thoughts has hit a record high. It provided 64 counselling sessions a day last year. Dame Esther says many are struggling with the pressures of social media.
Parents are allowing perhaps a stranger on the internet who may pretend to be something they're not, or cyberbullies, or a kid pressurizing your daughter into sexting, something that she will badly regret. That is happening in isolation.
Syrian Defence Forces say military operations have ended in Raqqa and the city has been liberated from the Islamic State group. It's understood operations are still underway to clear remaining IS fighters. A police chief has defended his officers after they were criticised for riding dodgems at a fair in Hull. The deputy chief constable of the Humberside Force says they took a well-earned 5 minutes off after 10-hour shifts. And it's been revealed more than 5 million people subscribed to Netflix during the third quarter of this year. The online video streaming service hopes to get another 6.3 million additions by December.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right, John. How are you?
I always said the police were dodging me.
What are you trying to say?
Don't know. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Great. Good. Should we do a programme on that?
Yeah.
Right, do you want to do the weather?
Yeah.
There we go, then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Now, yesterday the sky was orange. Today, yes, it's just murky grey.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, but apart from outside of our office in central London, winds are easing in northern areas, but rain in the south later on. Highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's...
Dibble.
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 Dibble. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland are on the edge of their seats as they wait to find out who they'll face for a place at next summer's World Cup. The draw for the playoffs is just getting underway in Zurich. As they're unseeded, Italy, Croatia, Denmark and Switzerland are their only possible opponents. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola's played down comparisons between his midfielder Kevin De Bruyne and Barcelona star Lionel Messi. De Bruyne's form this season has led some to question whether now's the time to put him in the same bracket as the very best in the world.
I don't want to put the pressure in Kevin's shoulder. And he's a humble guy, he's a, all the teammates love him. He wants to play every single game. He fights until the end. I don't have him comparing with Messi. Messi is a part.
City welcome the leaders of the Italian league, Napoli, to the Etihad in the Champions League tonight. And for winning both the Tour de France and the Vuelta a España this year, Britain's Chris Froome has been given one of cycling's most prestigious titles. He's picked up the Velo d'Or given to the best rider. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Alex Dibble there with his pre-recorded sport. And now let's get on with the not pre-recorded programme in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
This radio advert is brought to you by Gift Gaff! Are you still here? It's hard to know on the radio. You know that with Gift Gaff, you're free to go or stay as you like. There's no contract. It's kind of like an open door. Cue sound effect. But we like to make it nice and cosy, so you'll want to stay. Cue sound effect. That's probably why we've been a Which? Recommended mobile provider for a whopping 5 years in a row. Now, we don't have a sound effect for that. Come join us. Gift Gaff. The mobile network run by you. Terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So good afternoon, it is. I hope you're feeling that I run this entire show.
Amazing how panicked we all got when
I would be completely starkers.
Michael Jackson has apparently got a new album called
Come Back to Life Like a Zombie. What are you going to say about that?
Yeah.
You've appropriated another culture's animal, like a frog.
I'll buy some for you, and please, you can pay me back.
Please do. But Elon Musk, you know, often comes out, it's like Nick Knowles stopping all war. Sort of unexplainable, isn't it?
Videos of Nick Knowles singing.
It's about the only thing of today's show, yeah, that's actually been a success.
Everything else.
Namby pamby, wishy washy, snowflake, cheeky kid.
This Sunday, live from the beach in Cleethorpes.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power.
comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am bound together, I'm journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So then the apocalypse was upon us. The sun turned blood red. The sky over Britain went what I think Farrow and Ball would call Trump orange. The light went spooky. And Ed Sheeran broke his arm. Clearly the sign that it is the end of days. Yes, the red hole sun, as Soundgarden never sang, hung over the UK. Like allegations hanging over Harvey Weinstein. Unnerving, unpleasant. And everyone on social media started talking about their own experiences. And then, towards the end of the day, Princess Kate danced with a bear in a duffel coat and everything was all right again. As the sky went back to normal. Thank heavens for the royals. Twirling about with fictional creatures from the woods. So. Anyway, hello and welcome to you. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. What you're listening to is a Tuesday, one of those afternoons. And I am a man called the name of John Holmes, and you are most welcome, my friend, to join us as we squash news-based entertainment in the gaps where the adverts and travel are not, betwixt now and 4 o'clock. And just as in the news today comes the story that councils are buying homeless people in their district one-way train tickets. Have you seen this? The councils are buying homeless people one-way train tickets out of their district in what sounds like some kind of misguided social cleansing experiment. But now we now hand you a ticket. A one-way ticket to the next 3 hours. Because by the time we get to 4 o'clock, none of us are getting it back. We're not coming back. Oh, and by the way, you're probably hearing also in the news today, you may have seen this, that the BBC have axed Crime Watch after 33 years. Now, that, of course, is great news if you're a criminal. So, while it seems that the BBC are actively now encouraging crime and deliberately letting criminals get away with it, we're going to step into the gap this afternoon. So, welcome to our first edition of Crime Listen. It's like Crime Watch, but without the visuals. So, if you've seen this man,
hi, I'm Harvey Weinstein.
Then he is wanted by the police for questioning, of course. Pretty much unwanted by everyone else. But do please get in touch. Actually, not touch. That is a bad choice of word. Do please get in contact. Oh, actually, contact. Drop us a text or something. That was a reconstruction, by the way. That wasn't actually him, just to be clear. So shall we see what we've got on the programme today? I think so, yeah. Headline Hijack, for a start, is on the way. If you have a made-up news story, you are burning to get off your chest. You are thinking, I've got a lie about the news that I've made up, and I don't know how to get it onto a national radio station broadcast as truth. Well, wonder no more, because this is the very place for you. At 2 o'clock, Victoria will say the news out of this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. That wasn't a reconstruction. That's actually her, by the way. And you could find yourself today's headline hijacker. Your made-up lie broadcast to the nation as an actual fact. That could happen. And the lines are open. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. There's a diversity paper review for you today. The paper's, as ever, gone through. Yet each and every day we do that with a different diversity. Today, Tara's in. She's Jewish. We'll bring you all of the current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's what we do in the afternoons. We bring you the news in haikus. There's all your reactions as well. If you'd like to react to us, if you've got a reaction, then why not react it in this direction? The number's the same, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with
any word you like. We're going to be talking Brexit dinners. We're going to be talking whales and dolphins. We're going to be talking a tiny child discussing the news before playing a xylophone where you have to try and guess the tune. That's Toddler Pops. Work experience punditry today comes from Hayley. Hayley will be reviewing the week's new music releases for you. Big debate at three. The implications of the axed BBC One Crime Watch programme, as I say today, this is Crime Listen. There'll be a game of snowflake buckaroo later on as well, especially for millennials. It's like real buckaroo, except instead of a donkey, we got a millennial, and we pile upon that millennial trigger phrases, not tools like with the donkey, but trigger phrases to make them run to their safe space. That's on the way, and we bring you hot guest action, as if all that wasn't enough. Hollywood actor Jason Isaacs joining us on the programme today. He's in the new film Death of Stalin. Of course, you'll know him from Harry Potter and many other things. Jason Isaacs with us on the show. Let's find out who's working on it. Assistant producer Chloe. She's, Snowy? Likes David Bowie.
I do.
There we go. So, Chloe's assistant producing today. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Are you getting paid twice?
Loads.
Right, great. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yay. Cornelius is here.
Yes, I am.
Yes,
John.
He is. I am John Holmes. Welcome to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Now, we all know, do we not, that we can only get in today's big story via the medium of music, because that's it's a little game for you to play at lunchtime. Maybe in the office, maybe at home, maybe in the car, wherever you're listening to this, the shower, whatever you might be doing, prison, halfway through a fight. Whatever you're doing right now, then pay attention, because the clues to today's big story are contained within the song I'm about to play. Artist or title, somewhere in there, somewhere within there, you'll get to today's big story. Cornelius working on it in here, yes?
Yeah, working. You can hear me tapping
away. Already? I haven't even heard it yet.
Yeah, well, I'm just considering possible options.
Right.
Just looking up random songs and guessing stories.
Great. Well, try and figure it out from this. Hazy Shade of Winter. You're listening to it on Talk Radio in the afternoon. But how does it link to today's big story? Are you trying to figure it out, Cornelius? I think you have.
Yeah.
So it's the Bangles.
I think I figured it out.
Yeah, go on then.
So is it the weather? Because outside, again, similar to yesterday, but not quite as much. It's gone a bit hazy. And I mean, yesterday it went orange outside.
Yep.
Today, I think today you made a big deal. Say, oh, it's happened again, but really it was just a bit cloudy.
Yeah, it was a grey cloud. It was an evil cloud.
Which happens a lot
in
this country.
Well, I think there's still an orange tint to it.
Yeah, the orange tint has come back a bit.
It's grey and it's grorange.
Yes. The wildfires in Portugal and Spain.
No, nor California, no. No. Hazy shade of winter, the Bengals.
Winter.
Yeah.
Something to do with that? Michael Winter.
Winter is coming.
Ah, Game of Thrones.
No.
Oh, why did you say that then? Is it anything to do with Game of Thrones?
No, I'm going to tell you. It's to do with the Bengals.
Jewellery.
No. So who was in the Bengals? Susanna
Hoff. I don't know.
Right, Susanna Hoff, she was one.
Okay.
Right.
David Hasselhoff.
No. Another one was called Michael Steele, even though it was a girl.
Really?
Yeah, she was known as Michael Steele.
How modern.
Now, what's Steele notable for?
Theft.
What else?
Being metal. I don't know.
Stainless.
Stainless, yeah.
Stainless steel. So what could it be if something... If it's stains.
Stain.
Stainless steel. Steel. Stainless.
I don't know.
It's cutlery, isn't it?
Cutlery.
Where do you use cutlery?
Dinner time.
Yeah. Who had a dinner?
Everyone had dinner.
Yeah, that's true.
Much.
Who had a dinner
I mean, except food. Is it food poverty? Not everyone had dinner yesterday.
That's a good guess, but it isn't that. No. It's a notable.
Is it Theresa May's dinner?
Yes, yeah. It's Theresa May went for dinner in Brussels with Thingy Barnier and Thingy Juncker to discuss the Brexit deal. That's the big story. They had dinner. Why do it over dinner? Don't know. What did they have for dinner? Don't know that either. Let's see if we can find out after the break. It's Brexit Dinner Talk next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on. TradePoint!
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek, or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Darling, what's wrong?
I missed a call. It was that big order. And when I called back... he'd already gone with another supplier. Oh.
Why? Why didn't we have e-receptionist answering and directing our calls? Avoid the horror of the missed call from just 30p a day with e-receptionist. Visit ereceptionist.co.uk for your free 30-day trial.
Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid fees.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got 3.6 Newton 100mm aerated concrete blocks for only 99 pence each. Ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays in the West Midlands on the northbound M6 near 9 for Wensbury. Two lanes are out for the recovery of an accident. Somerset's M5 is busy because of emergency repairs between 20 for Clevedon and 19 for Portishead. Two lanes are closed there. In the Birch Grove area of Cardiff, the northbound side of Caerphilly Road, A469 has been closed. There's a serious accident. And Storm Ophelia, of course, swept through Northern Ireland yesterday. Through Down, the A26 is closed at McBride and the A50 is closed through Guildford and also through Catesbridge. I'm Jarena Adams.
I love iPhone. When I get a new one, I can't stop finding new amazing things it can do. But suddenly, bam, all my data's gone and the rest of the month is, well, empty. Please, can you help?
Certainly. At Vodafone, the iPhone 8 comes with an extra 10 gig on us, so you can love it even more. It's available now in-store and online with a 24-month extended warranty at no extra cost. You won't find that on any other network.
The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
Credit check and minimum term agreement apply. Extra data on selected red plans only. Purchased by 31st of October. See vodafone.co.uk/terms.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes and it is Talk Radio. And yes, we will be talking now about today's big story. As we were talking about on the show yesterday, Theresa May, she's still the Prime Minister, by the way, went for dinner in Brussels last night with Michel Barnier, the EU Brexit negotiator, and Jean-Claude Juncker, the EU Commission President, to discuss the UK's bill upon exiting the EU. Now, quite why they chose to conduct an argument over a bill, over an occasion that always causes an argument over the bill, is anyone's guess, but discuss it they did. Now, we've been trying to find out the important details this morning, such as what was on the menu of that dinner. For instance, did Michel Barnier have the fish? Fish that was caught in UK territorial waters by Spain under current EU legislation while flicking the V's at Theresa? Or did Jean-Claude Juncker insist that our Prime Minister eat the humble pie? And, of course, given the main Brexit sticking points, who actually did get the bill for the meal? And actually, why are meetings like this, sort of high-level meetings, even conducted over dinner in the first place? And if they must be, why isn't it at Pizza Express or a sandwich in Pret, where I see people having business meetings all the time? And also, what's so wrong with a foul-tasting coffee in the soulless environs of a budget hotel? Well, someone who will know about these things, because he's the former Labour Minister for Europe, Dennis McShane, good afternoon.
Hi, John. Hello.
Hello, how are you? Good to have you.
Well, very, very well. Just waiting to go out for my lunch in Paris, but I'll be paying for it myself. And right, given the low value of the pound, got to look for a very budget meal.
And that's the right thing to do, isn't it, Dennis? I mean, at the end of the day, this is a... I mean, what do you make of this? Because you must have had your fair share of meal-based meetings in your time. And is it ever a good idea to conduct that business over, you know, when people are basically eating with their... speaking with their mouths full?
You have to, simply because there's so little time. 27 countries pile in, each with their own agenda problems. I mean, we think we're the most important cats in the cat heap, but every other country thinks they do. And there just isn't time at the formal sit-around events. There's some hope with a glass of wine. An awful lot of guys don't drink and women don't drink. They just have, or they have beer. Jacques Chirac, I remember him rushing out of a tense council meeting and grabbing my beer and sandwich off me. And I said, with the compliments of Great Britain, Monsieur le Président, now go and do what Tony Blair wants. it was very short last night. It was only 90 minutes, which is barely time to sort of get the bull freak out in Brussels. Last meeting I had with Barnier, I had it in the rather posh top floor cafeteria. It's not a cafeteria, it's a little restaurant, a bit like the House of Commons members' dining room, only much smaller, at the top of the Brussels Berlinmont building. He had grilled tully fish and a salad. He's a very trim guy, he's a mountaineer, he doesn't eat much.
What did you have, Dennis? Can you remember what you had of that?
Same thing. My iron rules become, if you're in, always go with what your host or the other person is ordering, and that sort of saves a lot of difficulty.
Is that a sense of power, though? Because if you're both waiting for the other one to order, what's the etiquette there?
No, at the meetings normally, this was a little tiny little sort of slightly posh executive dining room, so you had a choice. Normally the meal is served up. Obviously they check if any of the leaders, any of the prime ministers or presidents has got a dietary problem. They do serve wine. I remember once in the Elysee representing Tony Blair and Jacques Chirac, there were a lot of Arab leaders there, and he grandly announced after a really boring meeting, we went to lunch, that because it was Ramadan, and in honour of the presidents of the Arabs, he wouldn't be serving alcohol. I mean, in fact, Ramadan, nobody drinks or eats at all if you're an observant Muslim, as you know. So I was a bit cheesed off with that as Coca-Cola arrived, and I said, well, this is wonderful, Monsieur le Président, but I've come all the way on a Saturday morning. I've done my duty. Can't have a drink. Could you at least give me a bottle of wine to go home with? He laughed and started discussing what presidents Tony had given him for his 70th birthday. So it's a way of breaking the ice and being a bit informal. But
does anything actually get done? I mean, that's the question, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, in a sense, these are confirmation meetings, or they're also meetings where you put down markers. You go around the table, and then somebody says, this is not acceptable. I remember sitting beside Gerhard Schröder, the former Chancellor of Germany, and he got out the most giant cigars. This is a lunch. Absolutely disgusting. And the then Prime Minister of Italy, Silvio Berlusconi, was going on and on and on about cows in northern Italy and how the milk quotas weren't fair to Italy. And Schröder puffed at his cigar, turned to me in German, and he probably put out a cigar and left. So you can leave. It's not a walkout. I've never seen a walkout. I don't think they do that. But you could say, my plane's waiting, I've got to get home, I've got my husband's anniversary tomorrow. It's quite businesslike and functional.
Right.
I can honestly say I can't remember a single memorable meal.
Good. Dennis, stay there for us. I'm going to bring in William Sitwell, the food critic and MasterChef judge, of course. Good afternoon, William. Thanks for being on with us.
Hi.
Listening to that there. So, food is important, isn't it? Food is, food is certainly, it is treated that way. We've just heard about the light fish meal, that people will go for on these occasions. In your experience, William, if you are to have a meeting over a meal, what's best food-wise? Is it a heavy meal or is it a light one?
I suppose it depends on what you're trying to achieve. I mean, I think the important thing here is the reason people break bread with one another, the reason you host someone, the reason you care for someone and you show them that by being generous and showing some hospitality, the reason that you might have a drink together is to get to know each other, to break the ice. And once you have some, semblance of a relationship where there is some semblance of sort of human understanding between two or three people or more, then you've probably got a chance to be able to sort of negotiate because you can look people in the eye and you feel you know them slightly. And I think the tragedy is that life is, so busy at the bottom, it's busy at the top, wherever you are, that people haven't got time to do things properly. Here we are negotiating one of the most important pieces of policy for this country in generations. And there isn't time. So I think that I don't think that you should negotiate over food, as you suggested earlier. I don't want to see someone's mouth full. I don't want to be distracted by the fact that someone, Michel Barnier or Theresa May might doesn't sort of eat with their mouth open, or your mustachioed counterpart gets a bit of bread sauce stuck in his moustache. I don't want that. I think that these negotiations should rightly take place in sterile environments with lukewarm water, fizzy if possible, and lots of black coffee to keep people going.
Yeah.
And then you break the tension afterwards with a dinner maybe. You meet, and I don't think serious issues should be discussed over meals. I mean, Stalin did it. He did it to frighten the hell out of his possible political opponents by seeing if, trying to drink them under the table and so on and see if he could expose their weaknesses. And businessmen get clients and other business people drunk in order to then sort of feel they've got something on them. So I think Don't eat while you're negotiating, but for God's sake, break bread, look into each other's eyes and try and get to know and understand each other before you start negotiating on behalf of your country.
I see the answer to this is not so much the eating part, Dennis. I think it's more of a food fight. And then whoever wins the food fight gets the Brexit deal that they wanted. final question, Dennis. If you could have a food fight with any world leader, who would it be?
I would really love to go head-to-head with Vladimir Putin. Bit of Polish background. We could have a vodka drinking contest.
Yeah, good.
You could last the longest. And then start flicking a pierogi. That's the lovely, delicious Russian-Polish sort of stuffed little dough balls with things in it. And say, now, Vlad, you don't have to be naughty. You could be a good European. You speak good German. Just join us. And stop your silly posturing in Crimea and Syria and all over the world. But I'm pretty sure it wouldn't work.
And then put a pie in his face. Dennis McShane, thank you. William Sitwell, thank you very much indeed. And then I think we all heard Dennis McShane saying he'd like to flick Vladimir Putin's dough ball. So that's what I got from that. Anyway, the word meeting has the word eat in it anyway. So it all makes a kind of weird sense. So Theresa May there, she had dinner last night. We still don't know what was entirely on the menu. But that was Dennis McShane, former Labour Minister for Europe. William Sitwell, food critic. And of course, MasterChef judge giving us the benefit of their worldly experience politically and foodily. In the next bit of the programme, and we mentioned Stalin during that as well. The Death of Stalin is Armando Iannucci's new film. It's got Jason Isaacs starring in it. He will be joining us on the programme in the next half an hour. We'll also be going through the papers in today's Diversity Paper Review and Headline Hijack on the way as well. Just after 1:30, Victoria's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Rising food and transport costs have pushed the cost of living to a five-year high. Official figures show the rate of inflation reached 3% in September. That's up from 2.9% the previous month. Syrian Democratic Forces say they've completed the liberation of Raqqa from the Islamic State group. The terror group's flag has been taken down from key landmarks in the city. A paranoid schizophrenic has been convicted of murdering a refugee hours after being released from hospital against the advice of psychiatrists. 56-year-old Jeffrey Barry attacked his neighbour Camille Ahmed in Bristol in July last year. Official figures show the number of hate crimes recorded in England and Wales has gone up by almost a third. There were more than 80,000 registered in the year to April, but at the same time, the number of cases going to court fell by 6%. Farah Elahi from the race equality think tank, the Runnymede Trust, has told Talk Radio she isn't surprised by the increase.
Part of it is that people are being encouraged to report more, but even with that in mind, the majority of people don't report hate crime. So even this increase is only really a tip of the iceberg in terms of what people's actual experiences are.
Unions say they've been assured that jobs will stay in Belfast as a result of a deal between Bombardier and Airbus. It'll see Airbus taking a majority stake in the C Series jet business and dodge US import tariffs. And David Walliams has been honoured with an OBE at Buckingham Palace. The TV star and author was given the award for services to charity and the arts. He joked he'd celebrate with some fried chicken, just not in his morning suit. The weather, winds easing in northern areas, rain in the south later on with highs of 17 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour.
I don't understand that joke. He'd celebrate with some fried chicken.
Yeah, just not wearing his fancy suit. Don't want to get it dirty or greasy.
That's not,
maybe.
It's not a great joke, that is it?
All right, fine.
That's not really a...
All right, comedian John Holmes.
Well, I'm just saying, he's also a horrible person. But that's
not very nice. You can't just say that.
Well, I know he is.
You can't just say that.
Well, I just did. I find him not to be pleasant in person. There, said it again.
Wow.
That's my opinion. I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm not going to indulge you
no,
in this conversation.
No, you don't have to. I'm just telling you that Dave Wellings is not a pleasant person in person.
What did you do to him?
I didn't do anything.
Wow.
I just found him terribly rude and arrogant. Just saying it like it is.
Okay.
Just, you know, we're not everyone in showbiz isn't friends. Most people hate each other.
Are you implying you're in showbiz?
No, I'm saying he is. You call this showbiz?
That was my point.
Good Lord. I don't think so. Anyway, thank you, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Victoria's going to be back later with some headline hijackery, i.e. made-up news in the 2pm bulletin. And then at 3:30, she'll have today's bonus news, which is vegetable news. Not enough time to fit that in the normal news. Too busy banging on about David Walliams and his little chicken joke. But instead, if you want to know about vegetables, 3:30 is the time it's going to be happening today. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll Diversity Paper Review next.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu.
Make sure you don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about.
Are you prepared, dear listener, to take a punt?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Right, cool.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed we shall. Now, a lot going on today. We've been talking about the Brexit negotiations, of course. Theresa May went for dinner last night with Michelle Barnier and Jean-Claude Juncker. You were hearing us talk about that in the last half an hour. So that's a thing. More Harvey Weinstein horrible things keep coming out, of course. That's all in the papers. The Red Sun, of course, yesterday, and the orange, Farrow and Ball are calling it Trump orange. Now they've got a shade dedicated to that for middle class people. That's in the news. It's all very complicated, isn't it, the news?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't worry, because we are, as ever, here to help. How do we help? That's right, by analysing the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. 575, that's the syllable count. It's the news in haikus.
Rising hate crime in England and Wales, which means Scotland's really chill.
The news in haikus. Okay, then, here we are, going through the papers. Slightly earlier than we would normally do it on a weekday, but that's because we have guest action for you before to squash in before 2 o'clock. The actor Jason Isaacs will be joining us on the show. But today, diversity paper review, courtesy of today's diversity, who is Tara, and your diversity is...
Jewish.
Yes. Where are we starting with the papers then, Tara? What are we going through today?
We're starting in The Guardian.
Yes.
A festive treat is in store. They've done taste tests with all the different supermarkets. And M&S has come out top. This is for Christmas.
Right. Which particular Christmas food have they tasted? All of the Christmas foods?
No, not all of them. Just the turkey and the wine and the cranberry sauce.
Right.
I don't know much about Christmas because I'm Jewish.
Jewish, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, those are the essentials, aren't they?
Yeah, they are the essentials, yes.
What else do you have?
Do they do, you know, when for Jewish celebration...
Hanukkah?
Yeah. Do they do a taste test or anything for that?
They should, shouldn't... Is this discrimination?
Exactly my point. That's exactly what I was about to say.
Should they be tasting the Lutkas?
Yes, they should be tasting the Lutkas.
What's a Lutka?
It's because Hanukkah is... You have to eat oily foods to remember the oil.
What, like kebabs?
No, I'm kosher.
It's very complex. The world of food and religion is a complicated Venn diagram.
Yeah, yeah. It's for another time. But Lutkas you eat on Hanukkah, so there's no tasting of Lutkas here. They've just tasted the turkey, and M&S has the best turkey.
We had a taste test last Christmas on this programme.
We did.
Where Cornelius ate so much cake. Was it cake?
No, it was ham.
It was ham. It was meat. It's right, it was ham.
We ordered 3 Christmas hams in.
Yeah.
It all came when there was a phone call into the office, which I picked up. It was someone else's desk and the lady immediately opened with, "Hello, are you doing a Christmas taste test on air?"
Yeah.
And I immediately went, yes, we are. Like, the decision was made there and then.
You went, yes, you ate so much of it, you went grey.
Yes, I did go grey. I ate far too much ham.
Who would know that was a side effect of eating too much ham, that you go grey? Well, you wouldn't, obviously.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. Also, I've just... A key part of this story that I've got wrong is that the best pudding wasn't Marks and Spencer's. Oh. It's from Aldi. It's a golden top Christmas pudding, and it's only $7.99.
With gold on it, that's a bargain, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah.
We found that last year that all the courses were different.
They were.
The best thing about it was the lady who rang me saying, "Are you doing this?" was representing Tesco. and they didn't win any of the rounds.
No, they didn't. It was M&S, Waitrose,
and Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's, I think, in the end, according to our taste buds, anyway.
Yeah. I'd love to do a Christmas dinner this year if anyone wants to invite me.
Right. Yeah, or pop round, it's fine.
Yeah, thanks, John.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Tori. It's the least I could do.
Thank you.
Frankly. Bring some Lucca, if you would.
I will.
Thank you. What else is in there?
So the world's favourite fruit apparently is bananas.
Is it?
All yeah, right. Which I didn't know. I didn't know that. No. Don't really like bananas. But they're under threat of extinction from a globe-trotting fungus that no one can stop.
Right. That sounds like something out of science fiction.
It's called, the fungus is known as Fusarium wilt. And banana plantations in Australia and Southeast Asia are all being threatened, so we might not have as many bananas as we did before. Okay. You always see bananas in shops.
Many bananas.
Yeah, you might not see that anymore.
Yeah.
They're under threat.
Because of the banana fungus. Well, we don't grow bananas here, so the fungus will remain away from these shores, presumably. You can't grow bananas in this country, can you?
No, but
unless you're in it, it's like a specialist sort of greenhouse or something, perhaps. But
it will affect imports, won't it?
That's right.
So you might not be able to. I'm
surprised they're the world's favourite fruit as
I
well.
Know,
a banana.
That's the most surprising part of this story.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like apples, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't. I mean, I can eat a banana, but I won't actively go, oh, I fancy a banana.
Exactly.
That's never happened. And even when you're faced with a range of milkshake,
exactly.
I've never gone, oh, banana.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
That's never happened, so I'm surprised about that. I know they're good for you.
And
also, one of the most
fruit.
Satisfying things, and I don't want this to have gone away because of the disease that you were talking about, one of the most satisfying things in the world you can do, and I promise, if you've never done this, do this. Get a biro, but it has to be a Bic biro.
Yeah.
Right, a proper Bic biro. And right down the side of a banana, the skin of a banana.
Oh, really?
It feels beautiful.
It's the perfect canvas.
It's
like drawing on the sole of a slipper. It's like nectar in art form. It feels so nice.
And the best thing is, you never write anything mean on a banana, do you?
No, I usually write the word.
It just enjoys people, you know, cheers people up.
I just write the word banana on a banana. And that's why I'm not allowed in the supermarkets anymore.
I went to Tate Modern the other day, and there was an exhibition where it's just, you go in and you see a man, it's just a video of a man eating a banana, and it's supposed to be the most annoying thing in the world, and it really is. You sit there watching the man eating the banana.
Why is it annoying?
And you get so annoyed. I don't know. Right. Maybe it's because they tell you before that you're
eating
it's really annoying.
In a sexy way.
He's not even eating it in a bad way, in a grim way. He's just eating it, and it's just so irritating to watch him, like, unpeel it and then chew it and, like, I don't know.
It's the most irritating food event since the Brexit dinner last night. Yeah. Taras, thank you for bringing in some newspapers. That was our diversity paper review, or part of it anyway. Remind us of your diversity.
Jewish.
That's right. Makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting, inviting from all walks of life, religion and culture into the studio to review the papers on a daily basis. Now, hopefully, Jason Isaacs, the actor, will be joining us on the programme next to talk about his role in the new film Death of Stalin. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This Sunday afternoon from 3, join everyone's favourite bear from darkest Peru on a very big adventure. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Get ready for marmalade, mishaps and mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington at Large by Michael Bond. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. There are 15 classic Paddington stories to collect, available now from all good bookshops. Catch up with them all before Paddington's new big screen adventure this autumn.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on. TradePoint!
It's amazing what you can do with a tap. With just a tap, you can go from craving to tasting.
Mm.
From choosing to cheersing. And even from searching to surprising.
Flowers!
Now with HSBC, you can use Android Pay wherever you see the contactless symbol. It's easy, fast and secure. Simply download Android Pay from the Google Play Store. So explore, tap and enjoy with HSBC.
Terms and conditions, device restrictions and transaction limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status.
A tenner doesn't go very far today, does it? Well, that's where you're wrong.
At Tesco Mobile, it gets you a cracking 2 gigabytes on our £10 pay-as-you-go rocket pack with 500 minutes and 5,000 texts, all without a contract. Try it. A tenner says you won't be disappointed. Oh, and there's loads more packs to choose from. For your SIM, go online or in-store. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Rocket pack expires after 1 month. Renews automatically. Requires a Tesco Mobile or unlock phone. Minutes, text to standard UK landline and mobiles. Includes EU roaming. T's and C's apply.
Is your current job driving around the bend? Now's the time to put your career into overdrive and earn up to £30,000 a year as a qualified driving instructor. Visit reddrivingschool.com or text RED to 80800 and discover the freedom of being your own boss with a guaranteed opportunity to join Red Driving School. You can even get a full refund of your training fees once you work with us for a qualifying period. Terms and conditions apply. Make the change now with Red Driving School. Text RED to 80800 now. Text charge at standard rate.
Had enough football ads yet?
We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention 30 quid cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
It's still on the M6 northbound from Spaghetti Junction up to Junction 9 after an accident earlier on. It's also queuing back on the M5 to Junction 1 at West Bromwich. M5 northbound, two lanes are closed off for emergency repairs between Junction 20 at Clevedon and 19 at Portishead. On a couple of the sets of roadworks causing delays, there were delays of half an hour on the A6 heading through High Lane in Greater Manchester, and roadworks causing delays in patches on the Eastville A14 between 27 at Penstanton and 31 for the M11. I'm Jamie Sirkin.
I love iPhone. When I get a new one, I can't stop finding new amazing things it can do. But suddenly, bam, all my data's gone and the rest of the month is, well, empty. Please, can you help?
Certainly. At Vodafone, the iPhone 8 comes with an extra 10 gig on us, so you can love it even more. It's available now in-store and online with a 24-month extended warranty at no extra cost. You won't find that on any other network.
The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
Credit check and minimum term agreement apply. Extra data on selected red plans only. Purchase by 31st of October. See vodafone.co.uk/terms.
Marriage, true love. Andrew, you, Stanley Pellegrin, Fabio Beecham, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife.
That's a good question. I don't really know.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not.
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. Join me every weekday morning from 10 for the perfect partnership of debate and comment, which always gets a great reception.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Oh, gosh, she's rather pretty, though. And is she wealthy?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes and welcome along. So I promised you hot guest action, and that is what, once again, I deliver to you right now. On Talk Radio in the afternoon. So I am joined by an actor who excelled as Dr. Number 2 in the 1989 Mel Smith-directed film The Tall Guy. Someone who, for me, will always be the definitive Dr. McManus in one episode of The Bill in 1992. Hello to Jason Isaacs.
Well, see, they were the highlights, really. It's been downhill ever since then. Let me tell you something about Dr. McManus in The Bill. I was on stage at the National Theatre when that was playing, and I set the video, VCR, for... look it up. I came home and my missus was pressing buttons on it. I went, don't press that. I said, I'd set it to record. She went, no, and she carried on pressing. I went, Emma, step away from the machine. Stop pressing buttons. I was on The Bill tonight. And she looked over and sheepishly she said, I'm trying to erase it, darling.
Oh.
That's how good it was.
So that's never to be seen again, then.
God they don't keep archives of that stuff.
Well, listen, good to have you on. And I say hello to Jason Isaacs knowingly, by the way.
Yes, I would hope so. You can explain if you
I
like.
Will
it's
explain.
It's impossible to explain
it,
to anyone.
It kind of is, isn't it? But basically, if you're a fan of Simon Mayo and Mark Kermode's Wittertainment film review show on Radio 5, you'll know that a running joke for a long time has been to say hello to Jason Isaacs whenever Jason Isaacs hoves into view.
I am a running joke for their show, but if you're not... not a fan of Mark and Simon, why not?
Exactly right. They're quite right, too. Does that happen a lot to you, though? Do you get... I mean, this would be a good guide as to the spread of the cult of Jason Isaacs.
I do. Well, it's not a cult, Jason Isaacs. Really, what it means is it's kind of Klingon for I Love Mark and Simon's podcast. So I do get people saying to me all over the world in very strange places and across canyons. And I once had it said to me as I was desperate to get into an... aeroplane toilet. And the guy said, do you mind if I say hello, Jason Isaacs? Put his hand out to shake me. And I went, you don't really want to shake right now.
Let's talk, let's make no bones about why we're here, Jason.
I'm selling a film.
You're selling, flogging a film.
Do you know what? I don't need to flog it.
You don't? That's absolutely true. You're wasting your time.
If one person you know sees it, it will spread virally because it's utterly brilliant.
Yeah.
You just need the first person to see it and they'll tell all their friends.
So it's The Death of Stalin. It's Amanda Iannucci's film, of course.
Who's Amanda Iannucci, I hear some people say.
Who? Well, do you want to explain who that is?
He's been living under a rock forever.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's the guy that created and wrote The Thick of It,
yeah,
and The Movie in the Loop, and Veep.
That's right.
And The Day to Day, and helped create Alan Partridge, and basically everything funny that's happened in Britain for the last 30 years.
Exactly right.
And he has reached his apotheosis. Is that the right word?
I think it'll do.
I might have to look it up.
Yeah.
With The Death of Stalin, which is a truly comedy genius movie.
Yeah, now it's...
Although that's not grammatically correct.
We'll take that as well. We'll add that to apotheosis. It's fine. Do you... when you first look at the script, right? So this is as an actor, but particularly with this film, because, you know, Armando is an amazing writer. It's all in the words, and it's all that kind of stuff. You know, were you able to tell? Did it leap off the page and go, all right, this is going to be a very funny film indeed?
Oh, no, it was... Well, first of all, I got a phone call saying, there's a script come to you from Armando Iannucci, and I went, yes. And they went, no, but wait, you want to read it? And I thought, I know he sent it to me by mistake. It's clearly aimed at Jason Statham or Jason Bateman or somebody else.
I would love to see a Jason Statham Armando Iannucci collaboration.
Who wouldn't? Then I read it, and it was... All I could feel was the terror of knowing that there was a unbelievably funny script in my hands. They sent the cast list, filled with comedy gods, and it was just down to me to screw it up.
Yeah,
that's all I
which you didn't do.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Which
that.
Is now, but let's talk about, because those who haven't seen it, what comes as a slight surprise, if you don't know, is the fact that, okay, set in Russia, it's set during the days of Stalin, but you've got a very thick northern accent.
Well, it's about Stalin, who you may not have heard of. He's the biggest genocidal dictator of the last couple hundred years. And he had the entire continent living in terror. He was slaughtering people left, right and centre. And when he died, there was a kind of jockeying for power, much like there was in Downing Street after Brexit. And the knives are out for each other. And therein the comedy lies, believe it or not. And the film is full of the most insane farcical situations, all of which are true.
Yeah.
And seen through Armando's twisted eyes. But when I got the script, I read it and I phoned Armando and I went, can I just ask you something? I mean, yes, and thank you, but we're not doing Russian accents, are we? He said, no, of course not. I said, good, can I do mine Yorkshire? He said, well, Steve Buscemi's doing Brooklyn and Jeffrey Tambor is doing a kind of a feat California. Paul Whitehouse is Cockney. I don't see why not. And I'm glad he said yes, because I had no idea what else to do, because the guy I'm playing was unbelievably blunt. He was the only person who could tell the truth to Stalin. Everybody else was terrified that they and their family and their dog was going to die for looking at them even askance. But Zhukov ran the Red Army and had won the Second World War almost single-handed. So he could say anything like to anybody, and the only people I know who do that are Yorkshiremen.
Yeah. Which worked very well. I mean, and that's the kind of the bluntness comes across.
Absolutely.
And it's not just because, you know, you're here, not just because I'm talking to you, but you kind of, it's kind of a scene stealing role as well. It's like every time you're on, it's that bluntness that makes it.
I love the fact that you think that. I can't pretend I don't love that, but I found myself just hypnotized by everybody else. I thought the obvious comedy geniuses, Michael Palin and Jeffrey Tambor and stuff, I couldn't look at Jeffrey Tambor in the eye. Even when we had lunch, we'd all eat together, and he'd say something like, my dog just died, and I'd be crossing my legs, trying not to wet myself. But there are people like Rupert Friend in it, who I've never seen be funny before,
yeah,
who I thought was just insanely good. He reminded me of Gene Wilder. And then at the heart of it all is Simon Russell Beale, who, unless you've been to a theatre in the last 30 years, you might not know him well, but he's Britain's foremost Shakespearean and classical actor. And he's fantastic in it. So just wall-to-wall.
It is. I mean, it is ensemble cast to die for, isn't it, in that way? And everyone sort of bringing their A game, you know, and with Armando.
I mean, I think what really works about it, I mean, I've seen it now with an audience. I was at the Toronto Film Festival. I was shooting Star Trek there, and it was on at the festival, and I went to watch it. And Canadians are falling out of their seat laughing. I know that in Eastern Europe it's going down a storm where they're testing it, the distributors there. And British audiences are going, well, it's tailor-made for us. But the reason it works is because the comedy comes from terror, and it comes from that thing we recognise, which is that all politicians, almost all politicians, are self-serving, venal, childlike egomaniacs.
Yeah.
And that's something that he's done so well before. In the shows he's done before, the worst thing that can happen to them is they lose their career. Here, they lose their heads.
Yeah, and also, but in Russia, it's there is a Russian distributor, I know, but there have been some critical voices. Not many, it's fair to say.
No.
But
that's an overstatement. There's one man. There's one man with one opinion, and he is in charge of kind of building Stalin statues and rebooting Stalin's reputation, Stalin 2.0.
Yeah.
So unsurprisingly, that person is not a big fan, but the Russian people adore it. In fact, at the time of Stalin, when everybody lived in absolute terror, and many people slept fully clothed because they thought the secret police might take him away in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
If they didn't kill him, they'd send him off to the Gulag for 25 years. At the time, they circulated joke books about Stalin. The only weapon they had to preserve their sanity was humour.
Yeah, which is often the way. And there's been a lot talked about this in recent days, of course. It'd be interesting to get your take on it. With the James Corden, Harvey Weinstein debacle,
right,
debacle, and, you know, and this whole Hollywood thing anyway. And in terms of jokes...
Poor old James.
Poor old
is
James.
Getting blamed for appalling, you know... sexual aggression and predatory behaviour and insensitivity. He made a couple of very bad jokes.
Yeah.
Had they been funny and worked, something different might have happened.
We wouldn't be having these conversations.
He's not to blame for the appalling, you know, Harvey Weinstein's behaviour. And in the same way, there is only one person who you could trust with making a comedy of good taste that is so filthy and vile, and it's Armando Iannucci. He knows exactly where the tightrope is to walk.
Yeah, and that's the point, isn't it, about comedy? It's that nothing should be off limits. It's just that you've got to get the context and the words right.
Well, you can't make a rule in advance. So I mean, yeah. Mel Brooks can make the producers, and that's not it's not endorsing white supremacist groups to have, you know, Springtime for Hitler in there. But somebody else could make a comedy. I don't even remember. In the early days of Beast Guy B, someone did a sitcom called Heil Honey, I'm Home.
I'm Home. Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, for some strange reason, it's not still on.
No, funny that. We also should talk very briefly about Star Trek Discovery,
sure.
Which you're obviously now doing.
I just hung up my phaser, actually, 3 days ago for this season.
What was it set to?
Peeled
when you
the costume off with a, you know... with a scalpel, and how nice it is to wear normal clothes again.
Yeah, was it? I mean, when you got that as well, that's because that's a, you know, the legacy of Star Trek and the of getting it right or wrong as well, because of the passion of Trekkies. Yeah, was that something that you were sort of about? Or
I wasn't quite aware how many people were watching every single cell of my body for signs of misstep until I took the job, and then and you've got to shut it out. You've got to shut the noise out and just tell the story and do the job. I quite enjoy engaging with the more toxic ones online. Mostly, people have been incredibly supportive. But the thing about the Trek community, Trekkers,
yeah.
They like to be called, not Trekkies. I learned that early on.
Good lesson.
The thing about them is, you know, this has been their hobby, some of them, for 50 years. So they're pretty protective of it. And that I don't mind the fact that some of them are kind of outraged. They want to talk about there's three lights on the phaser instead of two and your stripes going the wrong way on the jacket. In the end, most of them are loving the show, and the ones that aren't, gives them something to talk about with their mates.
Yeah. What's next, Jason? What are you up to next?
I'm about to go up. Well, I'm about to go home and see if I can get the dog to recognise my smell.
I'm not going to ask how you're going to do that. That's
well, I walked in, having been away for 6 months, and it didn't even lift her. I was it. She didn't even lift her ears. Nothing. Never mind have a sniff. Neither did my wife or the kids.
Right. It's just
I'm home for a bit and publicising this, and then I'm going off to shoot the second season of The OA, which is a series that I did on Netflix, which was an insanely brilliant script, and I have literally no idea what's in it or who I'm playing. I don't know if the character I played last season was real, if he existed, where he's gone, what plane he lives on, but I trust them because they're geniuses.
The death of Stalin. Thank you, Jason. Goodbye to Jason Isaacs, I suppose.
Thank you
so
very much.
Jason Isaacs there with us, actor, of course, star of The Death of Stalin, one of the stars which the film was out on Friday, Armando Iannucci's film. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons now. Headline Hijack is on the way. We haven't forgotten about it, despite the Hollywood guest action that we're bringing in. Your chance to get a made-up news story into the forthcoming bulletin, which is moments away, just the other side of the adverts. So to confuse those not paying attention to this bit of the programme, those not listening, those who haven't been in the office or with the radio on but have got back, just put the radio on for the news. Get a story in there masquerading as truth. That's what Headline Hijack is. Cornelius has got the name of today's hijacker.
It's Andrea.
Where's Andrea live?
Chepstow.
Chepstow Andrea, that's what we're calling her. She's made up the news. It'll be in the bulletin, which is coming next. After that on the programme, we're going to be talking, well, dolphins and whales, for a start. We've got a small, tiny child on the programme playing a toy xylophone. All you have to do is guess what the tune is. Obviously there to discuss the week's news as well. We've got work experience punditry. Hayley's in today to do as a week's worth of new music. We've got the big debate at three. A look back at TV's Crime Watch, which has been axed after 33 years, and a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. It's all coming between now and four on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with A League of Their Own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
£20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. Intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro at nest.com/eu/pro.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
TradePoint. Get the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, a 30-minute charger and case for just £99. Buy in-store or online. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of the new TradePoint catalogue out now. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after two. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a big step in the fight against IS. Boris on Brexit and calls for a crackdown on the casting couch.
Talk Radio.
A US-backed militia force says it's fully liberated Raqqa, the former stronghold of the Islamic State group. The Syrian Democratic Forces says it's taken down the terror group's last remaining flags and is now working to clear booby traps and improvised bombs. Sky's diplomatic editor Dominic Waghorn says it's a massive blow for IS.
Raqqa has been the base for Islamic State. It's where they have carried out those notorious executions. It was the stronghold, if you like, for Islamic State. So for propaganda reasons, this is hugely crucial because it shows the caliphate has been denied.
The Brexit secretary hopes a meeting of EU leaders this week will end with an agreement to give their negotiator a bigger mandate for talks. David Davis wants discussions to move on to future trade after the UK's left. It's despite a so-called divorce bill not yet being agreed. His cabinet colleague, Boris Johnson, claims Labour is prepared to pay as much as €100 million.
Would they cough up 100? Would you? Would you? Would you? I think they would. I think they would, the supine protoplasmic invertebrate jellies. I think that's the sort of money they would readily fork out.
The cost of living has hit a five-year high, with inflation going up to 3%. Official figures show rising food prices have put further pressure on household budgets. Prosecutions for alleged hate crimes fell last year, but the number of such offences recorded jumped by almost a third across England and Wales. There were more than 80,000 registered in the year to April. And a Hollywood producer is calling for a commission and a zero-tolerance attitude to protect people against sexual harassment. Kathleen Kennedy, the president of Lucasfilm, says no one should be able to rely on their power, wealth or fame to shield them from the consequences of their actions. Her comments come after a number of allegations made against the filmmaker Harvey Weinstein.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That was that was some news right there.
That's accurate.
Right about there. Now, in an hour and a half, Victoria will have more news for you. We know, as a matter of actual recorded fact that the news bulletins are shorter than they used to be by a third. So Victoria now has to make the time up. To do that, we bring you bonus news, animal, vegetable or mineral. It covers everything off. And Victoria will today be bringing us vegetable news. If it's happening in the world of veg, that's veg, you will hear about it here at 3:30 as we dedicate some time to the important world of legumes and so forth. Thanks, Victoria.
That's okay, John.
Would you like to do some weather now?
I mean, I'm here.
Okay, you might.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Winds easing in northern areas, rain in the south, highs of 17 degrees.
Great. And now here's Alex Dibble.
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 With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Northern Ireland have been handed a World Cup playoff against Switzerland. Michael O'Neill's side will be away from home in the second leg. Sports writer for the Belfast Telegraph, Stephen Beacom, has been giving us his reaction.
The two teams they were desperate to avoid were Croatia, whose midfield's just one of the best in the world, and Italy. They always seem to get to the World Cup finals come what may. So Michael O'Neill will be licking his lips at the prospect of rolling Switzerland over.
Martin O'Neill's Republic of Ireland, meanwhile, well, they've been drawn against Denmark, but perhaps have the slight advantage of being at home for the return. The ties will be played in the second and third week of November. Bath flanker Francois Lowe's facing a possible 8-week ban after being cited for an eye gouge in Rugby Union's European Champions Cup at the weekend. The South African will face a hearing tomorrow over his clash with Marco Fusa of Treviso. And Tiger Woods has been cleared to swing a club at maximum power following his latest back operation. His agents revealed the 14-time major winner received a good report but will take his recovery slowly. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a logistics company has been successfully taken to court after replacing all their office chairs with beanbags in an attempt to chill the office vibe. Several staff complained of back strain, and when they complained to their bosses, they were simply told to quit whinging and to try their best to adjust to the new cool atmos of the workspace.
Thank you, Victoria, there with the news, and Dibble. With the pre-recorded sport. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, still to come on the programme, between now and 4 o'clock, there will be a game, as I mentioned earlier, of Snowflake Buckaroo. If you don't know what that is, well, very broadly, it's like the game Buckaroo, but instead of a donkey, there's a millennial. And instead of sort of piling tools on the donkey so that it kicks them all off, it's trigger phrases onto the millennial until it runs to its safe space. That's the gist of Snowflake Buckaroo. It's between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. There's the big debate at 3. We've got our work experience, who will be going through a week's worth of new music for you. It's real-world work experience, dragging Hayley this week, today, away from the photocopier and putting her in front of a microphone, and rightly so. Plus, there will be a seven-year-old child discussing the news with us very soon, playing a toy xylophone while doing so. All you have to do is identify the tune. That is this week's edition of Toddler Pops. It's on the way.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
So then, what with the apocalyptic skies that we've been seeing, the hurricanes, Harvey Weinstein, that Saturday evening programme where Len Goodman tried to rhyme things together, you could be forgiven that, yes, we are looking at the end of times. But hope for the future of the planet comes in the form, it seems to me at least, of dolphins. Dolphins and whales. A new study suggests they lead a far more human-like life than we previously thought they might. It's what they're calling a cultural brain hypothesis. Dolphins, we do know this already, dolphins use rudimentary tools. Orcas call each other by name. Sperm whales have local dialects. But in a new study to do with brain size, it does appear that such creatures cope with complex social groups in much the same way as we humans do. There's even a suggestion, among many other interesting things in this study, that dolphins know how to gossip with each other. Suzanne Schultz is a senior research fellow at the School of Environmental Sciences, the University of Manchester. She's the author of the study, one of the authors on dolphin and whale intelligence, which features in many of the newspapers today. I'm very pleased we've got her on. Hello, Suzanne.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. So this is, it's rightly kind of made headlines today. And how far along are we now in terms of where we were and where we are after your study of understanding really the intelligence of these animals?
I think we're further than we were several decades ago, and things like the names, the signature whistles, and the kinds of societies they live in, we have a better understanding of. But it's so hard to really, really understand what's happening in these marine worlds. So we still only have a glimpse of the complexity of their social lives.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my question, because, you know, we read about these studies, and I've read yours today, but then I always come back to, how on earth do you do it? How do you study what's going on in a dolphin's brain?
Well, for us, what we've done is we've actually compiled a wide range of studies over a bunch of different species to try to compare the species with each other. But the actual on-the-ground research has been done by people from around the world, where they spend years getting to know the individual animals, diving with them, using things like microphones under the water to really understand the language or the communication they're using, and the kinds of relationships that they have with each other.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why I'm particularly interested. I have been in the water with whales, right? And I went with an environmental team off the coast of Sri Lanka to go, because they were studying them. And as you all know, you can't just jump in with sperm and sperm whales and so forth. You have to be doing it for the right reasons, and there's all sorts of rules about how many people are in the water and anything else. But anyway, I took microphones with me to record them as well. And what struck me about it was the range of sounds that there are underwater once you actually start listening. And, you know, I was in a group. There were about 15 sperm whales, including calves there and everything else. And they make one kind of noise, as you'll know. But then the one of the guide I was with was like, "Hang, can you hear that?" And there was a very different sound coming. It was a blue whale. And to hear that underwater, you know, and realise they are communicating is quite incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. And I think the more people do research on these animals, the more we realize how complex this communication is. So, for example, there's a research group that's been studying whales in the South Pacific. And what they've noticed is that not only do they have a wide range of sounds, but the sounds actually vary over time. So things like the sounds that the males are making to attract females change from one year to another. And they're actually passed from population to population, almost like pop songs for us.
Right. Okay. So it's learned behavior, is it, as well as social behavior?
Definitely learned behavior, and we know that because one group very, very close to another group that look like they live in essentially the same kind of environment have very different behaviors, and the only way they can get those different behaviors is through learning from their group mate.
Why is it that I suppose concentrate on dolphins in particular, but I know there are other animals that do this, or other marine creatures, but why is it that they seem to have such an affinity with humans? We get these stories of them helping fishermen, of course, which you mentioned in the study, and we get, you know, the stories of them even saving people from sharks and so forth. What is it about dolphins?
Well, dolphins, I think, share very similar traits to other animals that we have close relationships with like dogs and horses, and what all of these animals share is being very, very social. So I think what they basically can do is take their relationships with other members of their species and say, well, actually, this human isn't so different. You know, and if we respond to them and they respond to us, then they think, okay, well, I can incorporate that into my social world.
Right. And what is it? What is their social world then? How does, because, you know, we talk about this in, obviously, all we do is tend to, I suppose, put our human traits on, well, you know, anthropomorphize the animals, which isn't necessarily
exactly
the case, is it? That's not entirely accurate. We've got to kind of understand it in their own environment.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we try to do. I think it's almost impossible for us to not have some bias based on our own social world. So I think we always see animals slightly through our own our own lens. But I think what we do know about these social groups is that you have, in, for example, killer whales, you have multiple generations that all live together, and they have animals that function as sort of the wise old grandmother who seems to be a fount of knowledge that she actually instructs and leads and teaches the other members of her group. And we know that if a group doesn't have a grandmother, then the outcome in terms of you know, how long the animals live and how healthy they are really suffers. So we know that this structure is really, really important to both the health and welfare of the animal.
Yeah, which is, you know, very sort of, I guess, that, I mean, I was reading about it, it's kind of that, yeah, that bringing up children as well. It's like that everybody cares for the children in the group.
Yeah, so there's you know, cooperative care of the kids, something like our creches or our nurseries where you have babysitting of other individuals. And, you know, in humans, the scientists have suggested that there's something called the grandmother hypothesis, that grandmothers and grandparents actually play a really important role in raising children, and it seems that you have the same thing in these animals.
And it's to do with brain size. That's what this study has...
So what we were trying to do is there's been a sort of long-running discussion in trying to understand the evolution of human societies and human intelligence. So why is it that we have developed things like language and art and religion and music and all these traits that we have that are very special? And it's really hard with humans because we obviously have a bias in terms of how we see ourselves. So one of the things we're trying to do is to say, well, let's look at another group of animals where we have these intense social relationships and we also have lots of interesting things going on, and see if that is associated with how intelligent, if you want to say, they are based on brain size.
So is the, I mean, because we know that these creatures create music, okay, but do, when they when they do that, do they use it to communicate solely, or like we do, that we, you know, we have a sort of, I guess, a gut reaction to music, don't we? It's very powerful. Does that work the same?
I actually don't think we know that. I mean, there is enough variation in the song patterns that suggests that what they do is slightly different than, for example, what birds do with birdsong, because, you know, a bird song for a blue tit, one blue tit sounds like another blue tit.
Yeah.
And what's very different about these whales and dolphins is that actually they change the nature of their songs, you know, over time,
yeah,
between seasons. And so you think actually they must be doing something else in terms of how they respond to these songs that they're making.
Yeah, I mean, all I'm trying to get at is I don't want to get to a point in evolutionary terms, Suzanne, where we've got dolphins evolving enough to do their own version of the X Factor or something.
I think it might be hard to tell if they were. I mean, if we had four dolphins in a row watching another dolphin sing, I think we might have a good idea that that's what's going on.
And
but
also,
otherwise, I think we'll struggle.
And they don't have opposable thumbs, so they can't dial in to vote, can they?
That's exactly what I think. That's one of the things that makes it hard for us to really understand their world, is because for us, what makes us unusual as well is that we can build things.
Yeah.
And we can make houses and we can make cities and we can make roads and cars and planes. And there's all these things that we've been able to develop with our minds. And they have minds that are probably not so dissimilar in terms of the complexity of information they deal with, but they don't have thumbs.
Yeah.
So they'll never create any of the kind of technology we have. So it's really hard for us to kind of make a comparison.
Suzanne, thank you very much for joining us. Suzanne Schultz there, author of this study that you've probably been reading about in the press and online today, on dolphin and whale intelligence and the size of their brains. Now,
I think it must be said, as well as being very intelligent, dolphins and whales, also very delicious meat.
No. So, next on the programme, well, what can we do to follow that up? Well, I think we're going to have to talk to a whale. So we're going to be doing that next on the show this afternoon. We're also going to be talking to a 7-year-old child about the week's news, and after that, work experience punditry comes from Hayley today, who's bringing us new music. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair-raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Wax on, shave off, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised
go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up To Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up To Cancer to sign up.
Left your Screwfix card at home, or maybe on site, or in the van. Don't worry, with the new Screwfix app, we've got you covered. Because your card is on your phone, it's always in your pocket. Plus, it's packed with loads of great features. Download the new Screwfix app now, for Apple and Android. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot. But then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just For Men. And you're wondering, how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than half-time. So in those 15 minutes, you could use Just For Men. Hit the loo. Grab a pint. Refill the crisps. Order a curry. And still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just For Men. Officially faster than halftime. Find it in the men's aisle.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 is looking busy northbound past Birmingham. This is after earlier problems between 8 for the M5 and 9 for Wensbury. Things have really slowed down on Somerset's northbound M5 because of emergency repairs between junctions 20 and 19 near Portishead. No change in the Birch Grove area of Cardiff. Caerphilly Road, the A469 is currently closed. That's because of an accident. And there's still disruption around Northern Ireland after Storm Ophelia yesterday. Through Down, the A26 High Road closed at McBride and the A50 through Guildford and Catesbridge remain closed as well. I'm Jarena Adams.
Been checking out that new Sky One comedy Bounty Hunters. They've teamed up Jack Whitehall and Rosie Perez. Proper chalk and cheese. A book smart Cambridge student and a bounty hunter from Brooklyn. Well, when you're on the run from the police, terrorists and a drug cartel, you take any help you can get. Hunted One, Sky One. Bounty Hunters starts 25th October, 10 p.m.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, 22 minutes past the time. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes in Talk Radio. And, well, just before the break there, you know that we were talking about this new study that's been done by oceanographers and scientists and so on. And it turns out that whales appear to have followed an evolutionary course that is remarkably similar to humans. They have stable, close-knit tribes, give rise to their own language and culture. They foster even bigger and more sophisticated brains. Well, let's ask one of their kind now. James Whale is on the phone. Hello, James.
John, hello.
Hello there. So what do you make of this? What do you make of this study then, James?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't even need to be discussed. It's just plain obvious to anybody.
Yeah.
Whales are more intelligent.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, give us an example. I mean, because, you know, what evidence do you have of that?
What, the whales are more intelligent?
Yeah.
You don't understand why whales are more intelligent?
Well, no.
Well, I can't talk to you then.
Right. I mean, he's actually hung up.
Is he already? He didn't like the idea when I told him.
You know why he's... Yeah, but the reason he's hung up, as we were discussing, he doesn't have opposable thumbs. He can't operate a telephone.
Oh, yeah.
So what he was having to do there was get someone to hold the phone for him, like he normally does around here. And he just couldn't... He's trying to hold one of his flippers that he's got. And he just couldn't do it. So he's...
Thing he can operate is his blowhole.
Oddly, yes. But that's a rumour for another day. James Whale there, talking to us about the intelligence of whales on the phone that he couldn't hold or operate properly. You're listening. That was excellent. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and now, as promised, it's time for this week's edition of Toddler Pop.
This is Toddler Pop.
So, if you're unaware of this feature, allow me to explain. A tiny little child. Playing a toy xylophone, all you have to do is identify the tune. That's how it works. Now, if you can, then simply send your answer to this, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Or you can use Twitter if you like, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Hashtag Toddler Pop. But listen carefully to that tune. One person, and it could be you, who has the correct answer, could well find themselves on the receiving end of a I guessed the tune on Toddler Pops on the John Holmes programme in the afternoons on Talk Radio certificate. Now, it is a much coveted I say certificate. What it is really is a PDF that Cornelius made, which says on it, I correctly guessed the tune on Toddler Pops on the John Holmes programme in the afternoons. And then what happens is that you give us your email address and then we send it to you and you print it out yourself and write your own name on it. But it's still an exclusive gift, isn't it?
Unless one of the previous winners has forwarded it on.
Yeah, there is that. But either way, it's still an exclusive. So all you have to do is identify the tune. That's how it's going to work, right? And then let us know that you have. Very simple. So text or tweet your guess. There you go, 87222.
That's start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And before we hear the tune, obviously, it was correct to ask Maisie about what she'd been up to.
Hi, Maisie. How was your weekend?
Better than Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, right. Well, moving on from that.
All I've been doing...
Right, is what?
Is watching carefully as the approaching storm threatens to bust the country to bits.
Oh, right, Hurricane Ophelia.
No, Brexit. And now Theresa May's gone to Brussels to try and clear it all up. That's like sending a broken broom to sweep up Puerto Rico after the last hurricane. It's a waste of bloody time. Shall we play a tune?
Thanks, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
Well, that's the tune. And you've got to try and guess what that is. So let's listen to it again. Let's just listen to the tune again. Can you identify that? Well, if you can, as I said, you should let us know right about now. And you could get a I Guess the Tune on Toddler Pops on Talk Radio in the afternoon's certificate PDF printed off yourself. Write your name on it. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You have the length of the news and so forth to try and figure all of that out. We will bring you the answer after the 2:30 bulletin. Also still to come on the programme today, that game of snowflake buckaroo that I promised. All you have to do is listen out for the trigger phrase. And run away to your safe space. That's right, it's like Buckaroo, but instead of a plastic donkey, there's a snowflake millennial and some trigger phrases that might send them scurrying, as opposed to some plastic tools to hang on them. That's how it's going to work between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. Also, Crime Watch has been axed from the BBC after 33 years. That's had some knock-on effect. So we'll be getting to the bottom of that. Not least, of course, that it just proves for a fact that the BBC, by ending crime, which is great news if you're a criminal, the BBC actively now encouraging crime, deliberately letting criminals get away with it. So this afternoon, we step into that gap. This is our first edition of Crime Listen, by the way. So if you've heard a crime being committed, then get in touch with the programme, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word, any you'd, word like.
For today's edition of Crime Listen. And after the news, work experience punditry. Hayley's with us today. She's our work experience. We've dragged her out of the office. She's going to be rounding up a week's worth of new music releases for you. On Talk Radio in the afternoons at 2:30 precisely, though, Victoria Bourne is here. And she's born to be news.
Talk Radio. US-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have claimed victory against the Islamic State group in its former stronghold of Raqqa. They say they're now carrying out clearing operations to flush out remaining fighters and booby traps. Sky's diplomatic editor Dominic Waghorn says the Syrian city has been a base for IS.
It's been a space where thousands of people have answered Islamic State's siren call and been recruited. So they've come from ordinary homes across Europe and further beyond, most of them going through Turkey into Syria and to Raqqa, where they have been able to live, be further indoctrinated, further radicalised, and where they've been able to carry out atrocities.
The Brexit secretary hopes the meeting of EU leaders this week will end with an agreement to give their negotiator a bigger mandate for talks. David Davis wants discussions to move on to future trade after the UK has left. Terror attacks and the EU referendum have fueled a record rise in hate crime in England and Wales. More than 80,000 were recorded by police in the year to April, an increase of almost a third on the previous 12 months. Inflation has reached a 5.5-year high, increasing to 3% in September. It's well above the Bank of England's target of 2% and is being put down to a rise in transport and food prices. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are to make an official visit to Norway and Sweden early next year on behalf of the Foreign Office. Kate will be heavily pregnant with their third child when she makes the trip. The weather, winds easing in northern areas, rain in the south later on. Highs of 17 degrees is more in half an hour.
Did you see that Princess Kate, Preggy Kate?
Is that what you're calling her now?
Yes.
Preggy Kate?
Yes.
Dancing with Paddington.
Danced with a bear.
Paddington Bear at Paddington Station. I watched the video and Harry refused to dance with Paddington and was like, oh, dance with her. And then Kate felt obliged to.
Really? Do you think she was coerced into the dancing with the bear?
I'm not sure if coerced is the right word, but she was second choice.
Right. Of the bear.
Mm.
Did the bear go for Harry first?
Yes.
And then moved on to Kate?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
There you go.
All right, that's
bringing you the facts.
Yeah, was it definitely a bear? We checked this.
Yes,
I mean, I think it's a man in a bear suit.
It might have been a chimpanzee.
It's daytime listening.
No chimpanzees.
No, it wasn't a chimp. It could be a chimpanzee dressed up
as a bear.
We don't know that.
Yeah. Actually, to be fair, it is a bear suit, so maybe it is a chimpanzee in there.
Kids listening.
Tell them that.
Some of the stuff you come out with, I think that's worse than what I'm saying right now.
You've just taken away some magic.
It's a real bear. It was a real bear dancing with Princess Kate. Imagine the health and safety implications if that had happened.
You're suggesting that that's not the case.
It was a chimpanzee.
Yeah. No, because they're dangerous as well, actually. If you rile a chimpanzee, take away its PG tips.
It'll flare its teeth at you.
Flare its teeth.
That's not quite the right word, is it?
No.
It'll flare its lips to reveal its teeth at you. They do that, don't they, when they're annoyed?
Do you remember in the 70s?
I'm just sitting here watching Victoria do an impression of a chimpanzee flaring its lips. Do it again.
Do you remember in the 70s when everyone had flared teeth? It was very fashionable. It was
back then. They're making a comeback, I understand.
Really?
Because we've all got skinny teeth now, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's got the skinny teeth that they wear. And now, but I think I'm right in those old bell-bottomed gnashers. Are on the way back. Imagine generally the health and safety implications of Princess Kate, pregnant as well, dancing with a live bear. You know, because bears they used to dance, didn't they, in medieval days?
Oh yeah,
they were probably chained up as
they were chained up, and they
just
were
just like the Warwickshire bear.
Like the Warwickshire bear.
Yeah.
Who's that?
It's the emblem of Warwickshire, as John and I would know.
That's right.
Because we're both from Warwickshire.
Yeah. And we've both been bear dancing.
Have you?
Yeah.
it's a really dangerous thing, Warwickshire.
But it's a rite of passage, isn't it, growing up in Warwickshire?
Yeah.
They make you dance with a bear in a pit just to... It's like the Spartans. You remember the Spartans? Mm. They used to leave their children on a hillside to die, right? With newborn kids to be beaten by wolves. But only the hardiest kids survived and thus were able to be called themselves Spartan. That's a historical fact. And it's like that in Warwickshire, isn't it? Only the strongest kids survive. The rest get thrown to bears. Yeah. And the bear eat them. Or, like Victoria and I, fight them off.
Yeah, we survived.
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah. Have you ever beaten off a bear?
No.
Well, you obviously have, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. Cause it would have.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And you as well. You've beaten off many bears.
Yeah. I don't go to those kind of clubs. Right, it's 25 minutes. And did you do the wet? Did you? Let's get out of this. Chloe, get us out of this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is Toya Pot!
So, before the news then, you will have heard 7-year-old Maisie playing a tune on a toy xylophone. All you had to do was identify the tune. It's this week's edition of Toddler Pop. I thought it was quite difficult today, and said so. But scorn was poured on me. But I think I'm backed up by the fact that nobody's got it right. Not a soul.
Not one.
Not one correct answer in.
But don't worry, we have a plan.
What's the plan?
This has happened before. We're going to give a clue.
Are we?
We're going to replay the song.
Yeah.
Give a clue.
And tell you it's by...
The band Blur.
The band Blur.
It's a Blur song.
Right.
Blur, you'll know from the 90s.
Yeah.
So that's your clue.
Right, okay. So, Blur song.
And we'll replay the song.
On the xylophone. It's this. I only got it now from the end bit of that.
Mm.
I'll be honest, I still think that's quite difficult. But it is by Blur. That's the clue,
isn't
it?
Must be one of those ones, because I know what it is, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think it sounds exactly like the song, so you must have to know it. Because I knew what it was all along.
And it wasn't one of their biggest hits.
Oh, yeah, but it's a big song.
It was, not in Chloe, just told me it was number one. Okay, it was one of their biggest hits, in that case. Anyway, it's a Blur song. We're going to keep that going for a bit because someone's got to get hold of the PDF. So see if you can figure it out. All right, 87222 is the number
start
to get
start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like,
and then use hashtag Toddler Pops. Now, with music in mind, we find ourselves. Dragging a work experience into the room from the office where she has been busy photocopying cups of tea all afternoon. Hayley's with us. Hayley's with us in the studio. Hello, Hayley.
Hello.
Hi there. And you're going to be reviewing music for us.
I am.
Let's understand. Well, let's squeeze one in, I think, before the ads and so forth. Yeah. Okay, go on then. What are we talking about today?
Okay, quite a lot of pop music today. No jazz, because last time I was here, you said that you wasn't a fan.
That's right. I mean, it doesn't mean John. You can't review it. I mean, that's fine. I was just telling you that, really. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not going to like anything you're going to play today either, I imagine.
Much. Well, neither do I.
Oh, fine. I mean, that's a spoiler for the reviews, isn't it?
Spoiler alert, guys.
Yeah.
So the first song that I have to review is Hard to Be Myself by Fickle Friends. Have you heard of Fickle Friends?
I mean, I have a few, but no.
Okay.
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are they from?
I don't know. Sorry.
Fickle Friends.
But I do know that they're like a woman-fronted band, a bit like Wolf Alice. And
okay.
I'm all about like a woman-fronted band.
Yeah, and rightly so. Are they a sort of indie band like Wolf Alice, or they're more of a pop band?
I would say that they're like indie pop, like a mixture of both of them.
All right.
So like not like a classic pop song, but also not like, yeah, we're going to get really moody on you right here. Like, right. Really indie.
Yeah, they're from Brighton. I think I've met them.
Oh, lovely.
On a different radio show I used to work
fine.
On.
All right, then. Okay.
Well,
shall we hear it before we go any further?
Yeah.
So, what's it called?
It's called Hard to Be Myself.
By Fickle Friends. Because I need something from you. You're making me cool. I mean, it had a swear in it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it up till that point.
And then you loved it.
Then I was sort of go, oh, hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Glad someone noticed that and took it out. Otherwise, that would have been awkward. Well done, Chloe. It is very poppy, actually, isn't it, that?
Yeah. I think it's a mixture because their single that got quite a lot of hype before this was called Glue. And personally, I really liked that one. But then this one, not a fan.
Right.
Not a fan. I feel like if S Club 7 were to make a massive comeback right now, that would be the kind of music that they would make.
S Club 7 come back with a slightly edgier producer.
Yeah.
But that's what you'd get. It didn't, Wolf Alice. It didn't sound like Wolf Alice, did it?
No.
It was definitely an element of pop music. But I like the way they just chucked a swear in there.
Yeah. It felt like they were trying to be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not very cool.
You met them, Cornelius.
I'm not sure if I have met them. Basically, I used to work on one of the BBC introducing shows.
Yeah.
They were one of the bands that we used to play quite a bit. But I've just had a look and I haven't met them.
Oh, yeah, that was okay.
Yeah, I just know of their music a lot.
Right. But are they, I mean, they're generally pop. Do they always sound like that?
Yeah, pretty much. I remember. Don't know, all music sounds the same to me now.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I feel like this generation is all about singing about party life. Personally, I'm not a partier, but I feel like it's really going that way.
You've never been a partier, Hayley.
Never been a partier.
What's your ideal evening?
I prefer the pub.
Yeah,
I'm more of a pub girl.
I'm kind of with you there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not with you in the pub. That's not what's happening.
No, no.
But what I mean is, I prefer that as an environment.
Yes.
As opposed to
a more relaxed. More relaxed.
It is more relaxed. Convivial is the word I would use.
Yeah.
Where we would not put that on the jukebox.
Pretty much.
Because we, ironically, are fickle about that kind of thing.
Mm.
All right, then. Stay with us, because we've got to take traffic and travel, as you know. But what are we going to be talking about next?
We're going to be talking about Louis Tomlinson's new track from One Direction.
Right.
We're also going to be hearing a song by Mabel and Matt Terry, the X Factor winner from last year.
Can't wait. Right, all of the music on the way on Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's Work Experience Punditry. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's about giving the children an insight into different aspects of life.
What we want you to do is to come up with a pledge.
Our pledge is to be
encouraging women and girls to be what they want to be.
Young or old, any age works. Being unique definitely comes first.
The Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to diversity. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a 550 by 780mm white PVC access centre pivot roof window for only £119.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2014 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Jeff's just switched to the E.ON Go Online tariff, so he's got that yes saved again feeling.
Yes.
It means that he's saving an average of £200.
I am.
And his prices are fixed for the next year.
GF1, energy bills nil.
Get that yes saved again feeling and save an average of £200. Discover the right E.ON tariff for you today. Search E.ON Energy now.
Saving for dual fuel customers using national average prices across standard variable tariffs not in receipt of discounts. Of large suppliers at Ofgem typical domestic consumption. Switching to E.ON Go Online 1 year. Paying by fixed monthly direct debit with paperless billing. Restrictions and eligibility criteria apply.
Apologies to Dave T-Dog 86, but McDonald's doesn't make its beef burgers by combining loads of weird bits and bobs. Nor are they made from 12-legged space cats. Cows or the sawdust from deciduous trees. So apologies to Ali 1996 and at Jack's the 74. The truth is a bit dull, really. McDonald's burgers are made from 100% beef. There are no additives, fillers or flavour enhancers. Just a pinch of salt and pepper after they've been cooked. Boring perhaps, but true. As is the fact they're only served after 10:30 a.m. If you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To the west of Durham, the southbound A68 in the Darlington direction is closed around the B6299. This is for the recovery of a vehicle which left the carriageway earlier today. Big jump to Somerset, where the northbound M5 is experiencing delays between junctions 20 and 19 near Portishead. That's because of emergency repairs. Through Cardiff, the Caerphilly Road in Birch Grove remains closed in both directions following a serious accident. And there's still quite a bit of disruption around Down in Northern Ireland after yesterday's storm. Both the A53 Guildford and Catesbridge remain closed. I'm Joanna Adams.
I am proper on one now. Getting ready to watch Sky One because Strike Back's incoming! New team, new mission, a high-risk manhunt, I'm told, somewhere across Europe and the Middle East. And there I was thinking my job was stressful. On one, Sky One. Strike Back starts 31st of October, 9 p.m.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know, being on Talk Radio is, and I'm very lucky, a glamorous business. Showbiz greats, top stars, top guests, but it can also be a lonely business. I'm on my own each weekday morning from 6. It's me, Paul Ross, and then a ray of radio sunshine enters the studio with Carol Malone. We call her Minty because she only ever turns up after 8, but she's with me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio for the Full Set Breakfast. From the miserable, lonely beginning to a fantastic climax. Wish life was always like that.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So what do we know of the news today? Well, of course, Theresa May, she's still the Prime Minister, has been for dinner with Michel Barnier. She's been for dinner with Jean-Claude Juncker. It was the same dinner to discuss Brexit. The bill that Britain owes the EU, they're discussing it over something that is notorious, having people argue over the bill. What a stupid idea that is. We discussed that earlier, of course, with food critic William Sitwell and Dennis McShane, former Labour European Minister, of course. Both had interesting takes on that. If you missed it, it'll be on Listen Again, probably. And it was notable because Dennis McShane did a swear that we had to dump from the show, so it didn't go out as a broadcast. Yeah, we are. What else has happened? Oh, that's right. The Duchess of the Kate of the Cambridge has been dancing with a bear. That's what we know. Obviously, she's pregnant and so forth. What else?
It's the bear's baby.
I was going to suggest, is that what the announcement, because there's an announcement and maybe she is pregnant with bear. So that's happening as well. There was the apocalypse yesterday. You may have seen the sky, which heralded the coming of the end of days. But there's a lot going on in the news, isn't there, Connie? It's very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry. We're here to help. And the way we help, of course, is by bringing you current affairs analysed via Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
May and Yunker go for some dinner to break bread and Brexit deadlock.
Yeah, that's right. The news in haikus. Is with us this afternoon. We've dragged her from the... Do you like that kind of a big build-up to you there? That was all right, wasn't
it? I feel honoured.
Yeah. I mean, don't, because we do it for everyone. Okay. But Hayley's here. She's been dragged from the office. She's been given real-world work experience, not that boring stuff that you normally have to do. And here she's reviewing new music for us. And we've already talked about... what were they called? The Fickle Friends.
Fickle Friends.
Fickle Friends. We didn't really like their song. Let's see how much we don't like the next one.
Woo! Okay, so we've got Louis Tomlinson, just like you.
Just like me? Just He's like very you. Much like me, I think.
What is your stance on One Direction?
Ah, well, now, I mean, plagiarists.
Okay.
Why?
Well, they stole...
That's quite an accusation.
They stole a Def Leppard song.
Okay, just because it's the same title.
No, it isn't.
What is
it's
it?
The same music.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah, and they also copied a song by The Who.
That was a cover.
I remember this one.
It was not a cover. It was a stolen song.
Didn't they do...
No.
They did a cover.
Well, it wasn't that
they
one.
They did Teenage Kicks, that was it.
That's not The Who, is it?
No, that's...
And you're thinking of...
Teenage Kicks, The Undertones.
Yeah, I know, but that's not what happened. But anyway, but no, I mean, saying that, Harry Styles brought out a solo single.
Yes, and I think that that is good.
So did I.
Yeah.
So, fine. The other ones of them, who I can't even name anyway.
Okay.
I've not heard any, but they've all, like, dribbled out solo singles now,
they
haven't
have, they? Yeah.
Is this, who's this guy, what?
Louis Tomlinson.
Louis Tomlinson.
Well, personally, I think he was always at the back anyway. Like, he was the kind of guy that everyone forgot about.
Really?
What didn't really have
well,
any major
he was
major
the one
role.
Who couldn't sing.
Exactly, and that is primarily shown in his latest single.
Which is called...
Just Like You.
Let's have a hear of it. But you only get half of the story. The cash and the cars and the glory. No sleeping with bites on morning. Cause nobody cares when you're boring. I'm just like you. Problems look nothing like yours do. Yeah, I get sad too. When I'm down, I need somebody to talk to. Yeah, I feel the same as you would do. Same stress, same to go through. I'm just like you. If you only... he did a swear as well.
Sorry, we should say that. That was John doing that noise. That wasn't part of the song.
Yeah, yeah. Although I sang that better than him, I think. He did a swear. He did a swear.
I know, One Direction doing swearing.
What is going on with the pop swearing?
He should know their audience.
This is for children, this is. He did it.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, isn't it? They're trying to move on.
Edgy swearing. Listen to bloody me. That was rubbish, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
If you listen to the beginning of that song as well, he basically talks. He doesn't even sing.
Right. I detected an essence of auto-tune in there.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, because with One Direction, the reason they're obviously put together by the X Factor, but that means that all of their solo auditions you can watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
And if you watch them, you can see which ones can sing and which ones can't. And Louis's one of the worst ones.
Right. So he was just put in there because he looked the part.
He's very good looking, so that's probably why.
That will probably carry him through, though, won't it? That's worked for a lot of people.
I mean, One Direction will get back, won't they, together one day.
One day. They're on hiatus, aren't they?
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah, but their fan base.
It will definitely be a take that scenario.
Yeah, when one day they'll look out over a sea of 40-year-olds and go, oh, all right,
this
okay,
didn't
fine.
Turn out how we wanted it to turn out. Yeah. Simon Cowell clearly had that vision for it, but it's not going to work out that way.
Yeah. Mm. But they've all felt the need, haven't they, to bring out these solo singles.
It was never going to be for Louis. No. Never going to be for him.
Bless him for trying, though.
Yes.
You know, you've got to admire him for that, hasn't he? Who are the other ones? There's Niall something. Is
Niall
that
Niall Horan. Yeah. He's doing
solo
stuff.
Harry Styles.
Know about him, yeah.
You've got Zayn, who is doing very big things.
Zayn left early, didn't he?
He left early, yes.
Yeah. Zayn Lowe, that is, isn't it?
No, Zayn Malik.
And then you've got Liam Payne.
Oh, has he done one?
Well, he's obviously with Cheryl now. He's
had a baby.
Has he?
But Louis had a baby as well.
Oh. Louis has had a baby. He recently posted a photo of him for the first time.
Right.
But he now has his baby with his ex-girlfriend.
Right.
So I'm feeling a little bit of touchiness there.
Mm.
I see. All right. Well, I don't think I could be less interested in him. So let's move on to the next song.
Okay. This next artist is my claim to fame. Because I had a sleepover with her when I was 11.
What?
I had a sleepover with Mabel when I was 11.
Mabel?
Yes.
Is this basically just sort of your neighbours released a single, or is this someone I should have heard of?
Okay, so Mabel is the daughter of Cameron McVie and Naina Cherry. Do you know who
Naina Cherry?
Yeah, Naina Cherry.
You live next door to Naina?
No, I don't live next door to them. I have family in Sweden. They are actually, they live in Sweden. Well,
right.
They used to.
Yeah.
I think they live in London now.
Yeah.
And we were in a pub. We have friends and family that know them. We were in a pub, and then she just invited me over for a sleepover. Spent the whole evening playing a Sims game on her phone.
Wow.
And yeah.
And now she's in the
And now she's a pop star.
Great. Well, let's have a listen to your old sleepover pal.
Thanks.
Put your hands up, drop it to the floor for your baby. You used to let me drive you crazy, so tell me where'd you go, tell me where'd you go. Maybe this is good, but that's not good enough. I blame it on you.
Was she like that, you know, when you were around the sleepover, singing away through the evening?
Did she try to make you stay there, like, after the sleepover?
But she was on her knees begging.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That is the name of the song. So she's begging for me to come back.
That's
nice.
Have you seen her since, or was that the last time? Yeah, so you just weren't invited back?
No. Right. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what I did, Mabel.
Mabel, if you're listening, get in touch. Tell us what Hayley did wrong. What did she do to offend you so that you did not invite her back?
She has a lot of sassy attitude now, though, which I think really suits her music.
Sassy
attitude. I don't think I really fit in with that.
No.
Maybe I feel like I'm a little bit more reserved. She's very outgoing.
Right, well, clearly. Yeah. well, look, we've got to finish there. But Hayley, thank you so much for coming in to review music for us. We'll see you again, I'm sure. Good, right. Hayley there, doing work experience punditry. Now, we promised you very much an answer to this week's edition of, well, this. It was a very difficult one today. A child playing a tune on a toy xylophone. Very difficult it was. Until we gave you a bit of a clue, which was the artist. You're looking for a song by Blur. And this is what happened a bit ago. Right, you were trying to identify that. No one could initially, but once we gave the clue out... Oh, that triggered a few, didn't it? Cornelius, who got it right?
Let me have a look. Lee in Bristol, yep. Stephen Adams,
good.
Gary Andrews, Chrissy,
yep.
Michelle, yep. Emily and Holly.
Good work. All right, then.
Lots of people just sent Blur songs in.
The random guesses.
Yeah,
none
so,
of, yeah, so thank you for those. But
no.
If you didn't have your name read out, you got it wrong. Chrissy, though, writes, I've no idea whether or not this is a Blur song, but I thought this was the song that goes, come on, come on, come on, get to it. Come on, come on, come on. Love's the greatest thing. that we have. Go on, tell me I'm right. I've pulled over especially, Chrissy. Uh-huh. Chrissy, you did not pull over in vain, because I think, because there can only be one recipient of today's certificate, and I think out of the hat...
Well, it's actually Chrissy.
It's Chrissy.
Chrissy,
well done. You've been pulled out of the hat at random. You will receive the I Guess the Tune Correctly on Toddler Pops in the afternoons on Talk Radio on the John Holmes Programme certificate. It's a PDF. We'll email it to you, print it off, write your own name on it. That's how it works.
I'm going to ring you, Chrissy, now and get your email. Well,
there you go. Pull over again if you're driving for safety reasons. Still to come on the programme then, the big debate just after the news at 3 o'clock. We will be talking to some people affected by the axing of Crime Watch. The BBC's crime programme has been axed after 33 years. And a game of snowflake buckaroo in the last half an hour of Victoria's bonus vegetable news. It's all on the way, packed into the next hour on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Car's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk. Europe Car. Moving your way.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on.
TradePoint! Had enough football ads yet?
We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cashback and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
£20 standard setup. Sky Q kit loaned at no cost. New 18-month TV contract. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At just gone three. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit bickering, a rise in hate crime, and find out when the royal baby is due.
Talk Radio.
The Foreign Secretary has accused Labour of being invertebrate jellies who be prepared to pay the EU £100 billion as a divorce bill. Boris Johnson made the comments as he was pressed in the Commons about the potential size of the settlement. Meanwhile, the Shadow Brexit Secretary, Keir Starmer, has accused the government of failing at the first hurdle.
That leaves EU citizens in the UK and UK citizens in Europe in a continued state of uncertainty. It means insufficient progress in relation to Northern Ireland, and it appears the deadlock on the financial settlement is such that both sides are barely talking.
Syrian Defence Forces say military operations have ended in Raqqa and the city has been liberated from the Islamic State group. It's understood operations are still underway to clear remaining IS fighters. The number of recorded hate crimes has risen by almost a third since last year, the largest annual rise since records began. There were more than 80,000 registered in the year to April, but the number of cases going to court fell by 6% in 2016. Kevin Hurley is a former head of counter-terrorism at the City of London Police.
I don't think it's got anything to do with Brexit. It'll be predictable
in that because we've had an increase of terrorist events, some extremist people will be expressing their spleen and dislike about it by picking on Muslim women wearing veils.
Rising food prices have pushed inflation to a five-year high. The Consumer Prices Index measure rose from 2.9% in August to 3% last month. A police chief has defended his officers after they were criticised for riding dodgems at a fair in Hull. The deputy chief constable of the Humberside Force says they took a well-earned 5 minutes off after 10-hour shifts. And Kensington Palace has revealed the due date for the royal baby. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are expecting their third child in April.
April! Do you know the actual date? Do we know the date?
Nope.
My birthday's in April. I wonder if I'll share it with... Like, the Queen's birthday got a birthday in April.
So's my mum.
There you go. So, Shakespeare.
What's your date?
So's my mum.
All right. What's your birthday?
24th. What's yours?
Well, mine's not in April, so it's irrelevant.
Okay.
My mum's is the 9th of April, though.
All right.
So, happy birthday in advance, mum.
And me.
Not you.
Oh. Thanks, Victoria. Victoria will be back with more news in half an hour, and it will contain bonus news, and that's because there are many things happening in the world that don't fit into that 2 minutes that is all that's allocated to the news.
I actually did 2:17 then, when the weather's done.
Still didn't fit all of the news in, but what happens about things that are happening in the world of vegetables or animals or minerals?
Yeah.
Specifically vegetables today, because that's the turn.
Mm.
Animal, vegetable, mineral consecutive days. Bonus news with you in half an hour. I already know Victoria's not started researching it.
That's correct.
Because she chose to have some luncheon instead.
I did, because I need to eat.
What did you have?
I had, actually it ties in well with bonus news, I had Mediterranean vegetable pasta.
Vegetable pasta.
That's exactly it. Had courgettes in. Oh. And
I had that for dinner last
peppers,
night.
Right.
Is this just going to be
onions,
the news?
Tomatoes, even though they're not really a veg.
All right.
Basil.
Fruit.
Good old glug of wine.
You had a swig of wine.
Passata.
Right.
The wine was in the sauce, right, with some garlic, right, black pepper, a bit of sea salt.
I had med veg for dinner last night with some haddock, goujons.
This is a fascinating chat.
I had multicoloured pasta.
Great.
Like a child.
Really good.
No, as in like the red...
alphabet spaghetti.
No. It's like, isn't it flavoured with like spinach and carrots and things?
You should write the news using alphabet spaghetti and come in there and read it off a plate.
No.
Okay. Here's Victoria with the weather now.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Yep.
So winds easing in northern areas, rain in the south.
Sad.
Highs of 17 degrees.
Sad.
Can I go home?
No. Right now, here's Alex Dibble. Dibble.
Dibble.
Dibble. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon. Manager Michael O'Neill says his Northern Ireland side are capable of beating Switzerland and reaching their first World Cup in more than 30 years. The playoff draw has given them a second leg away from home, but sports writer at the Belfast Telegraph, Stephen Beacombe, says that won't matter.
The two teams they were desperate to avoid were Croatia, whose midfield is just one of the best in the world, and Italy. They always seem to get to the World Cup finals come what may. So Michael O'Neill will be licking his lips at the prospect of rolling Switzerland over.
The Republic of Ireland, meanwhile, they're up against Denmark for a place in Russia. Bar forward Francois Lowe has been cited for an alleged eye gouge during their Rugby Union European Champions Cup win over Treviso at the weekend. The South African flanker could be banned for up to 8 weeks if he's found guilty. And Britain's four-time Tour de France champion Chris Froome admits the route for next year's event provides him a massive challenge to retain his title. The 2018 race will be the shortest so far this century, with one stage including more than 20 kilometres of cobbles. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Cobbles.
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 Dibble.
Dibble.
Cobble.
Dibble.
Dibble.
That was Victoria with the news, and Dibble.
Dibble.
With the news of cobble.
Cobble.
On Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. UK UK's key inflation rate hit its highest for more than 5 years in September, driven up by increases in transport and food prices. The Consumer Prices Index climbed to 3%, a level it reached in April 2012 and up from 2.9% in August. The pickup rate, the pickup rate in inflation, of course, raises the likelihood of an increase in interest rates next month. The figures are significant because state pension payments from April 2018 will rise in line with September's CPI. And while that might be the dullest paragraph anyone has ever said out loud, it is significant because it means you, yes, you, will have fewer money than you did have in real terms. Basically, you've got to now do more to earn a crust. And I feel especially sorry for Jeremy Vine today, who, as we know, is only on a paltry £600,000 or so a year. We know from that BBC report a month back. And now they've axed Crime Watch, which he presents. I don't know how the poor lamb is going to survive. Now, on the line listening to that is Richard, who's a Talk Radio listener. He's called us on a telephone. Good afternoon to you, Richard.
Hi there, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, thank you very much for calling in. Now, you, listening to that there, I know, like me, you feel sorry for Jeremy Vine, having to earn a crust, but it's crusts that you've called in about, isn't it?
Yes, I hate them.
Yeah, and now, let's be clear. What is it about a crust? Now, a lot of children don't like a crust. Yeah. Like, oh, could you cut the crust off? I don't like the crust. That sort of thing. What is it that you, as an adult, don't like about the notion of crust?
Well, it's the same reasons as a child wouldn't like them, really. They're on bread, they're dry and chewy.
Yeah.
And I always have Mummy cut my crusts off for me, even to this day.
Right. And am I right in thinking she passed along a few years ago?
She did, yes.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
So, but what you've done, let me be clear, because I know some people will be doing the same thing. You kept her a corpse in your kitchen, and whenever you want to cut a crust off, you just put a knife in her skeletal hand and use that to do it. Is that right?
That's right, yes. She's permanently got a knife there, and I use a mechanism with a spring to cut the crusts off my bread, which makes her arm go down and cuts them off.
Some would say that's...
I mean, it's a perfectly reasonable thing to do.
Well, yeah, in some ways it is, but others would say it isn't.
Well, I'd take issue with them.
All right, well, let's see if you can take issue with Isla, because she's called in. Good afternoon, Isla.
Hello, John.
Hi there. Nice to have you. So you're listening to that. Now, Richard's called in. He's got the corpse of his mother in the kitchen, which he's sort of spring-loaded her skeletal arm in order for it to cut the crust off the bread, like when he was a child. Is that acceptable, Isla?
Well, he's just a massive mummy's boy, really, isn't he?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, we don't know his size, to be fair. But assuming he eats his crusts are healthy, Isla, aren't they good for you? Isn't that the point of them?
Of course. They put hairs in your chest.
Yep.
Cows in your hair.
Yes.
And rabbits in your chest.
Again, where they would fight with the hair, presumably.
Well, yes.
What do you make of these people who say that we should, same reasons as you, Richard, cut off the Earth's crust, right?
Yeah.
Because that is, you know, a lot of people don't like the Earth's crust because it moves the tectonic plates around, it causes earthquakes and so forth. Much the same way as you've rigged up to the corpse of your mother. What do you say to these people who say there should be a giant space knife, which means effectively we're asking God to cut the crusts off the Earth to make it safer?
It's in fact a large vegetable peeler, which we use to peel away the crust of the Earth.
Yeah,
and the pieces can be discarded into orbit, and we have a lovely crustless Earth, which I'm sure you would agree with me would be fantastic.
Isla, do you agree with that? A crustless Earth?
That's absurd! Absurd.
In what way is it absurd?
On your toes.
Yeah, but
we didn't have the odd movement of the Earth's crust.
Would you? Are you one of these people who are advocating, would you keep the crusts as they are? Because there is a school of thought, of course, that we should swap them over, i.e. the Earth's crust should be replaced with bread, and then loaves should be covered in hot magma and mantle. What do you make of that, Isla?
Well, fine. Either way, they should both be sickened.
Thickened or sickened?
Sickened.
No, still didn't hear you. How many people have died as a result of bread crusts? This is an interesting statistic, both of you.
Mm.
I'll tell you how many. None. And that's still too many. But how many people have died as a result of the Earth's crust? It's millions over the centuries, isn't it? That's that. We should think about that, Richard.
That's exactly right. I mean, if the Earth's crust could be replaced with the doughy centre of a piece of bread, they'd be much better. If you put a spring in everyone's step, if you fell over, you wouldn't get so many injuries. You'd probably just bounce back up, and it would be delicious and yeasty.
I'll come back in there if you want to.
Yeah, I just think the only thing I would say to Richard is I could probably change his mind if we got him a massive pot of garlic dipping sauce. That's the best thing about crust. And it would change his mind about everything.
So you think if the Earth had next to it, presumably you'd have to put it, on the moon? A big pot of garlic dipping sauce on the moon?
The moon is, in effect, a massive pot of garlic dipping sauce.
Well, it's not, is it? It's like a lump of sort of rock and stuff.
Cheese. Oh.
Yeah. Which you get in stuffed crust pizza, don't you? So that's basic science. What do we make of the government's figures on this, right? Because the government has said there could be 40,000 more crusts by 2018. We've heard about the inflation rate rising today. That means there will be more crusts, but someone's got to pay for it. How do we pay for it, Isla? If you want more crusts, which is what you're calling for, who's going to pay for it exactly? How are we going to afford it?
The Italians.
Right. Explain that.
Well, they're making all their pizza. They shipped it to the States, and then the Americans decided they owned pizza, and they started the crust revolution.
Right. So you're calling for sort of, I suppose, more global sort of joining up of crusty hands, really?
Precisely.
Right.
Mm. Well, the problem is you've got there is that the crust is the worst bit of the pizza, isn't it? They're always trying to do all these new jazzy things, like stuffing them with cheese and having different things.
Laundry,
around it. And they're putting all sorts of things in there just to try and jazz them up. And it's because it's the worst part of the pizza, and it's the worst part of any food stuff.
What would be
if you look at like a pork pie, what's the best bit of a pork pie? Crust, clearly the pork, isn't it?
Yeah. So
you could have roast dinner if that was the case. Clearly, the crust is the best bit of a pork pie, or the jelly, but mostly the crust.
Yeah. Would you put crust? I mean, because you do get a stuffed crust. What would you stuff your crust with, Isla?
Well, John, I don't like to talk about that in polite company.
Okay, Richard, what would you put in a crust? I mean, would you put? Anything like a hammer or like squirrel?
Anything to take the taste away or to make it more interesting.
All right.
Rude.
They do have that show in Birmingham, don't they, once a year? I think it's called Crusts. And they have people take their crusts up there and put them on display. And they do like the agility tests and best in show and all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
And that's crusts.
Yeah. And it's very popular, isn't it? That's the point you're making, I suppose. Isla, you're saying crusts are popular and therefore there's no need to ban it.
Absolutely.
All right. Look, we're just getting into, what is it now? It's late October, mid to late October. We're getting into crust picking season. And this is where, British people, we know this, don't we? They don't want to do the job. They don't want to do the low-paid, what are considered to be low-paid, menial tasks. So, the migrants come over here, don't they, to pick the crusts off the trees in the crust season. But that's providing work, isn't it? That's a good thing, Richard, isn't it?
Because they're picking the crusts and then they get rid of them because there's an overgrowth of crusts. They're an invasive species.
Yeah.
The crusts were brought into the UK, I believe, by Francis Drake.
That's right.
It gave them to Queen Victoria. Yeah. Yeah. And they became an invasive species and they're overtaking the countryside and they're growing all over the place. So the migrant workers that we've got coming in that collect the crusts are doing us a massive favour.
Right, so that's basically keeping the crust population down, which is kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, we're slowly running out of time. I was just going to ask you what you thought of this, Isla, which is a sort of compromise, I suppose. I don't really know about these trials in Sweden that they've been doing. They've got, over in Sweden, they've got flat-pack bread, and you can choose whether or not to add a crust to it yourself. You have to sort of screw it on with an Allen key to the loaf. And is that sort of an acceptable compromise for you, Isla?
It sounds terribly foreign.
Yeah, well, all right, the final question. How many crusts is the appropriate number? Yes or no, Richard?
Oh, no.
Isla?
Yes.
Okay. Well, look, we've got to leave it there for time reasons. It's an interesting debate, isn't it? We've got these crusts all over the country, and as Richard said, they're an invasive species. You've got to try and keep the population down, but is that cruel to crust? Isla, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Foggy bottom.
Thank you, Richard.
Crispy.
Lovely. Right, now, what is your thoughts? Let me tell you the phone number and the so on and so forth. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
03444991000. Calls cost.
Your standard network, right?
That's right. For which, of course, you have to earn, ironically, a crust. Do we need crusts? Bread? The Earth's mantle? Pizza, whatever it might be, the show in London, Birmingham, wherever it is.
Birmingham.
Thank you. Do we need it? We live in post-Brexit Britain. It's 2017. You know, we've got unfollowing people on Twitter now and cave paintings. Why would we need crusts? Get in touch. You know how to. It's the big debate on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Ooh, glad I brought a coat. Thinking ahead, Wilbur?
Huh?
Well, it's like getting home care from British Gas before winter catches you out. From only £12 a month, that's less than 40p a day. Your boiler's serviced every year. If it still breaks down, we'll fix it.
Ah!
And until 23rd of October, you get 1 month free on most home care products when you buy online. You brought the umbrella. Ah, thinking ahead. Not bad for a penguin. Stay a step ahead of winter. Search British Gas Home Care. Conditions apply.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
So you're kicking around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just for Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady, who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing.
Mate, that's not for you, that's for the ladies. That's why Just for Men is made for men. Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
The problem with discount vouchers is that it's all too easy to lose them or forget to use them altogether. But with the new Screwfix app, you get the most up-to-date deals and offers straight to your phone to use online or scan in store. Download the new Screwfix app now for Apple and Android. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Hi, you've reached Tom's voicemail. I can't come to the phone because Season 8 of Fox's The Walking Dead is about to stream on Now TV. I've been looking forward to this and I'm not missing it. So, leave a message. Although the Now TV Entertainment Pass does have over 250 box sets to watch. So maybe, don't call me, I'll call you.
To get your 14-day free trial of the latest shows, including The Walking Dead, search Now TV. 18 plus, new customers only, pass auto renews at £7.99 a month unless cancelled.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the West Midlands, we have one lane closed in queuing traffic due to a broken down van on the M5 that is southbound between Junction 1 for West Bromwich and Junction 2, not helped due to roadworks in the area there. In Bristol, we have one lane closed due to a lorry fire. It's on the M5 southbound at Junction 18A for the M49. And elsewhere in Somerset, we are seeing two lanes closed and some very slow traffic due to emergency repairs. It's on the M5 northbound between Junction 20 and Junction 19 for Porter's Head. I'm Sammy Jolo.
I love a roast at Toby Carvery.
With all my favourite things.
And all my favourite people.
I love the delicious slow roasted meats.
And the tasty seasonal veg.
I love the Yorkies and the roasties.
I love sharing it with Mum.
And Dad.
And Gran.
I love the fact a roast can bring us all together.
On any day of the week.
I love a roast at Toby Carvery. The home of the roast.
And remember, you can book a table online today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. We've been talking, of course, about crusts. That was the subject of the big debate. Do we need crusts? A lot of views on either side, it's fair to say, on this, of course. You know, the crusts were introduced by Sir Francis Drake in this country. Our bread and even our earth didn't have crusts on it before that. He brought it back, obviously, from the Caribbean to present to Queen Victoria along with potatoes and tobacco. Introduced them into this country, as Richard was saying, vermin. Really, we became overrun with them. They weren't indigenous to the UK, but now they're everywhere. Do we need to curb the number of bread crusts? Certainly. It's a lot coming in, Cornelius. I know you've been looking at some of this.
Yes, lots coming in, actually. Jeff has said, didn't I debate about this yesterday? He says, I don't like gusts. He says he's only half listening, but he knows a repeat when he's seen one.
Yeah.
Alex says, I love crusty things. You should see my underpants.
Yes, nice. And crust is the second worst C word, but he doesn't say what the first one is, so we're a bit unclear as to that. Alex, if you could just...
No.
All right. Well, sad news, I suppose it's fair to say. Well, it's sad news for some of us, but it's tremendous news if you're a criminal, because it's been announced that Crime Watch is being axed after 33 years on the BBC. It's sad news for those criminal cases, which of course need a regular injection of publicity, and also sad for the people who work on Crime Watch behind the scenes and in front of the camera. Now, earlier today, I spoke to somebody who has worked on Crime Watch on BBC One for all of those 33 years, and obviously, due to this decision, is about to lose his job. I spoke to the anonymous male voice actor. So, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. I suppose the first question is, where did you first hear this news?
It was a quiet night last week. I remember it being darker than darker earlier, because it was autumn was starting.
Right.
I was sitting watching television. EastEnders had just finished. I was home alone, and I was just getting up to feed my dog. And then the phone rang.
Tell us what happened next.
I didn't recognise the voice on the phone, and then he told me the news.
Okay, think carefully, because this is important. What exactly did that person say to you?
They told me that they were axing the show, and that I was going to be out of a job. And that was it. And there was no other show for me to go to.
And that must have had a devastating effect, something like this happening to you when, you know, out of the blue, when you're least expecting it.
I mean, hearing it changed my life. I haven't been able to sleep. Keep having dreams of that phone call. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to recover.
You always think, don't you, that something like this will happen to other people. Because you hear about things like this happening, and people don't realise the emotional effects, I don't think, as well as the physical effects, something like this, having something you're so familiar with taken away in an almost criminal way. Have you spoken to any... Because you're not the only one affected. This does happen to other people, of course. Have you spoken to any of your Crime Watch colleagues?
Yes. There's a group being set up in which we all meet and discuss how we're feeling. Everyone's very upset and wondering whether they'll work again. I've been speaking to one of the actors who's been in the reconstruction recently. He played the Croydon cat killer, and he's worried that he'll never get work again because he's now typecast as an animal killer.
What's the answer to this? I mean, because there are a lot of people in the reconstructions you're talking about in Crime Watch, and have been over the years, who can only get work as criminal reconstructors because they're ugly and they look like criminals but aren't actually criminals. Could this lead, in your opinion, could this lead now to actors playing criminals with no work becoming actual criminals to try and make ends meet?
I mean, that's the worst thing about it, is that, if anything, they have the knowledge of how to commit the crime. They've been taught it by the professionals. For me, I never play a criminal. I always play a victim. And now I'm worried that professionally, I'm going to have to turn to being a victim of crime.
A lot of people listening to this will be rightly concerned hearing that, and because no one should have to play the victim. unless they're an actual victim.
I mean, I feel like it's not often a choice for people to turn to a life of victimhood. But however, in some cases, it just can't be helped. I've even considered walking down dark alleyways alone at night with my phone out, like in those adverts around Christmas.
Do you think you'll be able to pick up any work as a victim impersonator on other programmes now? I mean, such as... I mean, there are a lot of people who look criminal but aren't rendered unemployed when the bill stopped as well. And also a lot of people playing victims. Would you now perhaps, could you perhaps consider a role maybe in the sort of pre-credit sequence of Casualty, where you're a victim but not of crime, but of a terrible accident?
I wouldn't stoop that low.
Thank you for talking to us. And that was me earlier talking to the anonymous male voice actor from Crime Watch, who's out of work now because of this story, of course, about Crime Watch being axed after 33 years.
It's not funny, John.
It's not funny, actually, is it? It's actually quite serious. Mm. 33 years of doing that voice that sounded, according to Dave on the text, like the love child of Cornelius and Frank Bruno. The news again. Crime Watch has been axed after 33 years, rendering, well, at least certainly a male anonymous voice actor who featured quite heavily in that series unemployable. Right, so in the next bit of the programme, here is what's going to happen. Victoria is going to bring you some bonus news. It's going to be largely vegetable related. And we've got today's edition of Snowflake Buckaroo. I will explain what that is if you don't know as we get to it. But at exactly 3:30, here's Victoria with the latest news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The Home Secretary has warned a failure to reach a Brexit deal with the EU is unthinkable. Amber Rudd has told a committee of MPs that the government will make sure that there is something between them and us to maintain our security. The Brexit Secretary, David Davis, has updated the Commons after a working dinner in Brussels last night.
We all have to recognise that we're reaching the limits of what we can achieve without consideration of the future relationship. I hope the leaders of the 27 will recognise the progress made and provide Michel Barnier with a mandate to build on the momentum and spirit of cooperation we now have.
Syrian Democratic Forces say they've completed the liberation of Raqqa from the Islamic State group. The terror group's flag has been taken down from key landmarks in the city. A paranoid schizophrenic has been convicted of murdering a refugee hours after being released from hospital against the advice of psychiatrists. 56-year-old Jeffrey Barry attacked his neighbour Camille Ahmed in Bristol in July last year. The number of hate crimes recorded in England and Wales has gone up by almost a third. There are more than 80,000 registered in the year to April, but at the same time, the number of cases going to court fell by 6%. Rising food and transport costs have pushed the cost of living to a five-year high. Official figures show the rate of inflation reached 3% in September. That's up from 2.9% the previous month. And Kensington Palace has confirmed the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's third baby is due in April. Kate's pregnancy was announced last month when she cancelled public engagements due to severe morning sickness. The weather, rain in the south will spread across central England and Wales tonight, drier, cooler elsewhere with lows of 8 degrees. Tomorrow, cloud and rain across central parts will gradually clear to leave a dry day for most, highs of 16. There's more news in around half an hour.
Well, there's more now. Before we get to it, though, I'm glad Kate's better.
Yes.
Because obviously, Princess Kate, you were talking about her morning sickness there. Mm. But I tell you what, it's the devil to get vomit out of a duffel coat. And of course, she went dancing with Paddington, didn't she, in the papers today? And if she'd obviously vomited upon Paddington,
she didn't.
I know she didn't, but thank goodness, because I say it's definitely if we get that out of a bear's hat. And worse still, it's very hard to clean vomit off a marmalade sandwich.
Oh, so, no, you just discard the sandwich, surely.
Well, not Paddington. Paddington, in the unredacted books of Paddington, yeah. He actually, like a dog, I mean, he's a bear, for God's sake, like a dog, will it eat vomit? I mean, if he's on the floor, he'll just go up and eat it.
Yeah.
Paddington will, with marmalade. You know, just
it's
put it in,
a good sandwich,
mop it up with a marmalade sandwich. It's a bear. He'll eat anything. You know.
Not anything.
Yeah.
Salmon.
Yeah. Yeah, he eats salmon, obviously, but he eats marmalade. A bear will eat anything. A foraging Paddington will eat anything.
Honey.
When you go out into the... Honey. When you go out into the forest, you know, and you wish to defecate. Now, I know bears famously do it in the woods.
Yes.
Paddington doesn't get... Paddington just do it anywhere. He did it yesterday in front of Kate. I thought that was...
Well, he had to, because he didn't have 20 pence for the toilets at Paddington
at the station.
Yeah.
So he had no... He did it in his hat. And then...
put it back on.
And then... Yeah, he did, yeah. And he keeps his marmalade sandwich under his hat as well, doesn't he? So...
This is a disgusting mess.
Yeah, it is. It's not
that's,
my fault. He's a bear.
He said, yeah.
Yeah. You want to see what he eats of Mr. Gruber's. It's not nice.
I don't want to see any of it, to be honest. You're repulsive.
He is repulsive as well.
You are.
Oh.
Anyway, Victoria's got some bonus news.
Yeah.
She makes the time up because, well, the bulletins are shorter than they used to be and you can't fit everything in. Certainly you can't. We've got a bit of animal news in there, bear knowledge. But you, so the necessary bear, the bear necessity of that. So the...
Can we get on with
it? It just took you so long to get around to that.
That whole thing was for that.
Yeah.
The whole thing. If I'm honest. Anyway, not animals, not minerals. Today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Okay, so after that great intro, we've got a nice wholesome story. So in India, a wholesale vegetable seller is giving away free veg to the poor. So for the past 4 years, KY Nazir has been supplying 10 kilos of veg for free to the Foundation for Anam Charity Ease. Which is a Kochi-based charitable organisation which provides lunch to hundreds of poor people arriving at their doorstep because they can't afford food otherwise.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's lovely. So Nazir says... he's
terrible kind of, business model there.
I mean, maybe it's the wonky veg.
Mm.
Anyway, so he says he's come across poor children and adults begging food in public, but he wasn't in a position to help them for ages because he said he's often struggled himself to eke out a living while he was setting up his market.
I'm not surprised he keeps giving all his stock
this is
away.
Before. So then once he'd set up the market stall and it went well, he started to give away stuff for free
right.
to feed. There are 300 people every day that get this help, so that's lovely.
I think that is lovely.
Mm. Yeah. Healthy people as well. Because they get free vegetables.
Yes. It's not just raw veg they're eating, though.
Vegetable news.
I assume.
Does he cook it for them as well?
No, okay. He just provides
shellfish.
No,
he doesn't give them shellfish. He's got a vegetable store.
Oh, sorry.
You're thinking of sweet Molly Malone. She had a cockles and mussels store, didn't she?
Yes.
And she would walk the streets crying cockles and mussels alive, alive, oh. And then she'd give out shellfish. But you're confusing him.
Yeah,
it's
easily done.
Yeah.
I'm just going to muscle in here and go
very
on to
good.
The next story.
Very, very strong.
Vegetable news.
Thanks. So two twins from Hampshire have broken their own record for the heaviest pumpkin ever weighed in the UK.
Right.
So a few weeks ago we had heavy pumpkin, but that was America. Now we got a British one.
Yep.
So Stuart and Ian Payton officially broke the record at the Autumn Pumpkin Festival in Netley in Southampton. And their giant pumpkin weighed a staggering 162 stone.
That's a big old
vegetable
pumpkin.
Vegetable news.
That's like 16 of me, but in a pumpkin.
Right.
There you go.
Imagine you give away your weight on the radio.
I don't care.
I mean, I can't really do the maths, and I'm not going to, because I think it'll be rude.
You're an idiot. Anyway, the pair, who are both 53 because they're twins, they only just broke their previous record by 15 pounds. So last year's effort was 161 stone. And they claim that to get their pumpkin to such a large size, they go through up to 100 gallons of water a day.
What, they drink it?
No.
Vegetable news.
No, they feed it to the pumpkins.
Are you 16 stone?
No.
Oh, I'm not very good at math.
I said 16 of me.
Oh, right.
So 10-ish stone.
Oh, right.
Probably more of the 10 and a half to 11 at the moment, but let's not dwell on that. Anyway, I've got another story, so hurry up and press the button.
Vegetable
and don't pretend
news.
You're rewinding it, because that winds us all up.
Rewind you all up.
Shut up. And millennials have been mocking an article that claims their favourite ingredient is kale. by suggesting what the Daily Mail has called hilarious alternatives. So the whole thing started when Inc., or whoever, whatever that is, tweeted a story about a kale burger at McDonald's.
Yeah.
So apart from the patty, it also had kale in it. And Inc. magazine called it the vegetable, so kale, a millennial's favourite.
Vegetable news.
But millennials like, nah, mate, this isn't our favourite.
What that is how millennials talk.
I know. Actually, I've been called an elder millennial, which I didn't know whether to be offended or pleased by.
Oh.
Because I'm a bit past it, but still in the age bracket.
You're doing yourself down a lot in this bulletin, aren't you? I disagree, Victoria.
Thanks, John. Mm-hmm. That means nothing. So anyway, they've been suggesting things they prefer to kale. So being financially independent.
Complaining about everything.
Being fine.
I'm assuming this is American, so universal healthcare.
Being sensitive.
A front-facing camera.
Running away to safe space.
They were shocked that the burger didn't have any avocado because clearly they prefer that
that's
to kale.
That's the millennial choice.
There you go.
Avocado.
Yeah. I like kaolets. I mentioned these months and months and months ago and I managed to find them once. And these are the Brussels sprout kale hybrid. They're quite fun.
What?
The kaolets sound like a vegetable.
Or kaolets? Kaolets?
Cheerleading squad.
That'd be quite good.
Sounds like the KLF.
They get a bunch of kale, bunches of kale as their pom poms.
Yeah.
I would be happy to do that.
Would
do
you
some vegetable cheers news. With some kale?
I was going to ask you if you'd jump out of a pumpkin.
Has it been gutted first? I don't want to be in there with all the mush.
Let's assume it has.
Okay.
Would you get in a pumpkin and jump out? Like sort of supermarket own brand Marilyn Monroe jumping out of when she jumped out of a cake for the president. Cake. Would you jump out of a pumpkin
what
and say happy birthday?
Is it? What occasion is it?
My birthday.
Yeah. But your birthday's in April and the pumpkin's going to be rotten, so actually no.
Oh.
What about for Halloween?
If you get me a massive pumpkin and gut it, I'll get in it.
There it is. And that is Vegetable News.
Vegetable News.
Coming next, sticking with the millennial theme, we've got a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
From office equipment to fuel. What if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants, or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards, or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas New Boiler. Conditions apply.
The Dictionary of Driving by Mazda. Today, the letter S. S is for super simple. The ease of choosing a great Mazda car, because our cars are available with 0% APR. For example, the Mazda 2, Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are available with 0% APR personal contract purchase. So whichever Mazda you pick, you'll get a great deal. Super simple. Visit Mazda.co.uk. Mazda. Drive together. T's and C's apply. Finance subject to status. Excludes all new Mazda CX-5. 18s or over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention 30 quid cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
But in the West Midlands, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to an accident with a car involved. That's on the M42 southbound. That's between Junction 6 and Junction 5 around the Birmingham Airport. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, queuing traffic due to an earlier broken down van on the M5. That is southbound between Junction 1 and Junction 2 for Albury. And elsewhere in Somerset, we are seeing three lanes closed now and queuing traffic due to emergency repairs. It's on the M5 northbound between Junction 20 and Junction 19 for Portishead. I'm Sammy Jolo.
I love a roast at Toby Carvery.
With all my favourite things.
And all my favourite people.
I love the delicious slow roasted meats.
And the tasty seasonal veg.
I love the Yorkies and the Roasties.
I love sharing it with Mum.
And Dad.
And Gran.
I love the fact a roast can bring us all together.
On any day of the week.
I love a roast at Toby Carvery. The home of the roast.
And remember, you can book a table online today.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So if you missed it earlier on the show today, was the actor Jason Isaacs. Hello to Jason Isaacs, we said. And he was here to talk about his film The Death of Stalin that he's in with, you know, other people. But it's not the only guest action we bring you this week. Tomorrow on the show, Jason Manford will be joining us. He's got an album out, for goodness sake. A proper grown-up crooning style album, songs from the musicals and so on. Anyway, he's going to be in here to talk about that. Also, Mark Watson's going to be in tomorrow.
Yeah, the comedian.
Comedian Mark Watson, so that's an afternoon for you. Then on Friday, Harry Hill will be in.
And John Robbins on Thursday. Do you know what? It's not even the point packing away the red carpet that we're going to roll out. Leave it out there, although it might get dirty.
It will if it's around here, yes. Mm. It'll get used for all manner of nefarious... Anyway, so all that in the coming few days for you in the afternoons between 1 and 4 here on Talk Radio. News as well tackled on your behalf. We've been doing it a lot today. Talking about this study with whales and dolphins today, whereby the size of their brains is evolving so much that their patterns of social interaction is very, very similar to human behaviour. We were talking to the author of that study earlier. Obviously, Theresa May's Brexit dinner we've been talking about as well. And why on earth would you go to a dinner to discuss the UK bill over a dinner, which is traditionally the activity that involves arguing over a bill. I mean, you've got to be pretty stupid to do that. But anyway, do it they did. We spoke about that with some guests earlier. There's a lot. There really is a lot going on, of course. We know that Princess Kate is pregnant with Paddington Bear's baby, and she will be giving birth to it in April, a little new first royal cub. There, which will be, which will, you know, unite the country. On the front of all the papers today, of course, yesterday's apocalyptic red sky. There's a lot going on. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry about it. We're here to help. How do we analyse the news best? Well, research indicates to us that you do it through Japanese poetry, of course. It gets right to the heart of the matter due to the strict number of syllables. 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Thank you.
coppers pictured on Funfair Dodgems responding to an RTC.
The news in haiku. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It is time for our Tuesday afternoon quiz. It's called Snowflake Buckaroo. Designed to appeal to millennials instead of donkeys. You know the name. Yeah, you know the name. And you know the game. You know the game and the name Buckaroo. It's where you get a plastic donkey, isn't it? And you pile tools on the donkey in order to make it kick off. Whomsoever makes it kick the tools off loses the game. It's like that, but with snowflake millennials. That's how it works. We've got a snowflake millennial in the studio, all bent over and ready to get trigger phrases hung on them until such time as they run away to their safe space. So let's meet today's contestants who'll be playing against each other. First of all, Sinead is from Southampton. Hello, Sinead.
Hello.
How are you, Sinead?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you. You sound very chirpy, Sinead.
I'm very chirpy. I'm very excited.
Are you?
I think I'm going
to
win.
Oh, yeah. Confidence, Sinead. Confidence. Would you describe yourself as a millennial, Sinead?
Well, I'd say I am obviously definitely one with my Apple laptop and all that.
Yeah.
But I'm not a very good one.
Right.
I don't use a lot of social media. I'm not very good at it.
Oh, right. You know? You'll get thrown out by the rest of them then. You can't be in the gang, I don't think.
Exactly.
What's going to happen, Sinead? I'll explain to you both. You'll be playing against Rob. Hello, Rob.
How you doing, John?
Very good. Thank you for asking, yeah. Meet Sinead. Sinead, Rob. Rob, Sinead.
Hello, Rob.
There we go. Hello, Sinead.
Hello, Sinead. How are you?
Lovely. That. It's all right.
I'm very well.
All right, stop now. So what's going to happen is that you're playing against each other, all right? And like the game Buckaroo, as I explained, I will give you a series of classic snowflake millennial trigger phrases, all right? That's what you're going to get. You get to choose. Each round, you get one each. You get to choose alternately. Each of them is worth points. The first person to get to 21, when all added up, is out. That's when the snowflake kicks off, runs to the safe space. Is that sort of clear? It'll become clear, I think, as we probably go along. So, I forgot to ask where you, Rob. You're in Cambridge, aren't you? What do you do, Rob?
Contract manager, John.
Contract manager. Does that count? Are you millennially?
Well, not really. Probably as much as Sinead, by the sound of it.
All right, well, it's an even match, then, I would say. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, Cornelius. Hi, Cornelius.
Hello.
He's going to be keeping score here in the studio. So let's get straight to it. Let's play Snowflake Buckaroo. Here we go. Okay. So, as I said, a series of rounds. This is round one. Sinead, you get to choose first out of two phrases, and it'll go alternately.
Okay.
So, will you go for to hang the phrase on the metaphorical millennial? Are you going to hang the phrase post-truth microaggressive non-binaryism or cis-specific racism of colour?
Cis-specific racism of colour.
Right, I can tell you then. That, of course, leaves Rob with the other one, post-truth microaggressive non-binaryism, by default.
That's the one I wanted.
I can tell you that they are both worth five points.
Five points each
for that. Cornelius, what's the latest score?
Well, thanks for asking, John. Sinead has 5 points, whilst Rob has... Five points.
Right, good, all right. It's round two. Rob chooses first this time. Rob, will you go for delays due to a virtual signalling failure just outside safe space? Or will you choose LBGTW1A on the BBC?
It's tough, John.
Yeah.
Tough. Gotta go away. Can't even remember what it was, but I'll go away.
Delays due to virtual signalling, failure just outside safe space, I can tell you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's worth, that's worth 6 points. 6 points, Rob. Which means, Sinead, you get the other one. 4 points. Oh, Cornelius, what's the score now?
Oh, well, Rob is lagging behind with 11.
Yeah.
While Sinead is ahead with 9.
You don't want to get to 21, remember? That's when it all kicks off. Here's the next round. Sinead, you go first. Are you going to choose femi-fluid gender shaming or man norm consent platform?
Man norm consent platform.
Okay, good. That is worth 5 points.
It's
5 points. Rob. Rob, your femi fluid gender shaming gets 3 points. 3 points. Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
Back in the game.
Well,
back in the game indeed.
We're even Stevens with Sinead on 14 and Rob on 14.
Okay, so Rob choosing first in the next round. Here we go. Are you going to go for middle class gluten free trans privilege?
All day long. John, that's the only
thing
I have to read the second one.
Well, in that case, you're going to have that. Sinead gets gender consensual struggle spreading.
Wow, yeah.
They're both worth 1 point. 1 point!
Oh, no! Good score! What a round! What a round! Yeah. Unheard of!
Oh, let's go for Sinead choosing first on this round. Are you going to go for cis-assumptive intersectional pronoun spinning?
Yeah.
Or Transformers robots in disguise?
I'm going to go for the first one because you can actually properly read it.
You're right, I couldn't. But you made a mistake because that's worth 2 points, whereas Rob's is worth 1 point. Oh!
Yeah.
Cornelius,
what a score! Sinead has scored 17.
Oh, no!
But Rob is ahead with 16.
You don't want to get to...
It's end-to-end stuff here,
John. You don't want to get to 21. That'd be awful, wouldn't it? Right, whose go is it for now? Is it Rob first? I've lost count.
Yeah.
Rob, are you going to go for hashtag feminazi vegan splaining so white? or pro neutrality non apologetic hetero struggle shaming privilege?
I couldn't even pronounce the second one, so considering that vegan is current, I've got to go A.
Is A? All right, that's interesting. It leaves you, Sinead, by default with the other one. I can tell you...
Given up saying.
I have, yeah. I can tell you that Rob has got 1 point there. 1 point!
Oh,
what does it take him to, Cornelius?
He's on 17.
Oh, God, what's going to happen now? I mean, if it's 21, you do not want Sinead. You went for pro-neutrality, non-apologetic, hetero-struggle-shaming privilege. I can tell you that's worth 800 points.
Oh, no!
Oh, Cornelius, what's the final score,
You fell on that line there, Sinead. You got 817 whilst Rob was only on 70.
Oh, congratulations, Rob. Commiserations, Sinead. Sorry about that. There we go. It's Snowflake Buckaroo on Talk Radio. And with the time coming up to 4 o'clock, we welcome Sam Delaney into the studio to tell us what's happening on his programme.
Well, I'll have the inside track on what went down at Theresa May's emergency talks in Brussels.
Brexit dinner.
Yeah, Brexit dinner. Because we got Harry Cole from The Sun, who's got his ears to the ground, that sort of thing. He's probably there. So he'll be joining us to talk about that. We'll be talking about, well, it's going to cost you £500 more, you know, when Brexit happens, because of all the tariffs on all your favourite foods, such as French cheese.
Yes.
So that's a shame. Fags, booze, cheese,
shoes.
If, like me, you favour a continental shoe, you are going to be...
What about
it's going to hit you hard in the foot and the pocket.
Strong continental lager.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Oh, no. Although, isn't it true that they make all that strong continental lager in England now?
Yeah, I think it probably is, yeah.
So you should be all right.
Good old-fashioned British strong continental lager,
yeah,
that's what that is.
Yeah, that's what makes it extra strong. So you'll be all right if you only live on beer, like Cornelius.
Yeah.
But if you also like to supplement it with cheese, you are in trouble. And luckily for you, because of the amount of beer you drink, you rarely wear shoes. So, actually, you're going to come out... No wonder you voted Leave. Yeah. You're going to come out of this clean as a whistle. But we're going to be going through those numbers and doing some other things too.
Marvellous. Sam Delaney is with you next from 4. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Have a very good evening.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.